must have forgot, forgot, forgot. When they stole my gold medal and soul career, let's look back at my whole career, cause y'all must have forgot, forgot, forgot. The best pound for pound is mine. Hit Gracie Harris with four hooks at one time. Y'all must have forgot, forgot, forgot. When I beat Bernard Hopkins and won the IBF, the right was hurt, beat him with the left. Y'all must have forgot, forgot.
Oh, boy.
All right, salutations out there. This is the Firestarter Crew coming back at you with a brand new podcast. I'm TKO, and that cackling jackling in the back is K-Bad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Man.
And Bob may or may not make it, you know, family man, number one dad. So we'll see if we can catch up with him later. But yeah, Kenny didn't know the levels of old washed nigga YouTube. Because we were discussing the KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane verses from the other night. And I'm like, yeah, for old niggas, young, this is like, it might not be a Super Bowl, but it might be a championship game, you know. I'm a fucking divisional playoff round, yeah. It's something you definitely bring out the good chips, young, for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, them on, so yeah, on the border cafe style chips, you know. I mean, there ain't no Tostitos scoops type of venture. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, slightly warmed in the air. Hey, them corn tortillas be hitting that air fryer.
No, they
be getting that little grease.
You know what I'm saying? Get away all your secrets, dog.
My bad, young.
I'd be putting any old goddamn thing in the air fryer, you know? Yeah. I'd be slicing every goddamn thing, you know?
Be hitting that rusty, young. How about this? Hey, air fryer, man. Turn and serve like a motherfucker, you know?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So, yeah, man. When old niggas be having these old rap versus joints pop up, young, like, they be talking about these shits for weeks, young. Like, that Jadakiss, well, the Lox Dipset joint, young.
You
like,
said it right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I know. No, yeah. The Jadakiss show part two, young, yeah.
Right.
When that shit happened, young, like, these niggas were talking about this shit for, like, 2 weeks, dog. And we talking about, like, yeah. Niggas had theories about what Dipset could have done to win, young, which they couldn't have under any circumstance.
Right.
And niggas was like, yeah, man, you know, had they brought out, you know, somebody like J.R. Ryder or, you know, Uncasa or 40 Cal. So, like, yeah, it's some fucking, like, hip-hop vlog out there that I subscribe to, whatever. They actually had them come up on the show or whatever. They would, like, discuss some motherfucking strategies. Like, it was Battleship, you know?
Yeah. Oh boy.
So yeah, it's a real thing, young. And yeah, man. Everybody's a fucking YouTuber now, man. Out of nowhere, what's the name popped up like a month or two ago, and I'll be watching this nigga ignorant shit every other night. Fucking Sub Zero. Remember Sub Zero DVDs?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, he got a motherfucking a talk show, well, it's just like him, you know, giving his takes or whatever. And yeah, dog, still stuck in the motherfucking early 2000s, young. Like, if half the shit these niggas talk about, like, got out to people who fucking care about shit, young, like, nigga, I'm gonna talk about canceled, young. Their YouTube channels would be shut the fuck down, young.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's tough, man, to be, yeah, still stuck in the late 90s, early 2000s, young.
Yeah, dog, they don't be understanding, young.
Yeah, I know.
They be like, how y'all let these niggas get away with this shit? And it's like, man, right. it really ain't up to us, Sean.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It ain't up to us no more, you know?
Yeah, man, the same way it wasn't up to, you know, old niggas when we were young, man. Like, you see a certain level of respect for some older hip-hop artists nowadays, whatever, man, but hip-hop always has been, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. always will be a young man's sport.
Yes, sir.
Like, you know, you find somebody who got a motherfucking review in Vegas in the next 5 years, and then you come back and talk to me. You know? Other than that, like, yeah. Unless you got a whole bunch of fucking money and niggas respect your money and shit, man, niggas be like, yeah, get out of here, old ass nigga, and your old ass music. Yeah. Yep, that's what it is.
Yep.
All right.
I will say though, man, it was tough watching Kane and was that Scrap Lover came up on stage?
Yeah. Them niggas like they trying to get up the escalator at Metro Center. You know?
Them knees, you know, man, they just don't work the same, you know. So, yeah. That was kind of rough, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. That was rough.
So, we might as well knock this out now. So, you had KRS winning, right?
Yeah.
I
just got a bigger catalog. That's it.
Oh yeah, when, like, you know, when Kane started freestyling and all that shit or whatever, you know, you just know that his shit pretty much stopped around with like
91, 92, yeah.
No, Don't Curse, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know like Bob and I were partying on KRS last week, and you know, I don't know if people caught it, like at some point when they were kind of like giving everybody flowers, especially Swizz for, like, you know, getting them niggas checks or whatever, Kane was like, you know, this is why it had to be him. And, you know, obviously the shot was, it had to be him and not Rakim. Now, whether Rakim turned it down or not, you know, we probably won't know, but, you know, like, watching the performance and everything, like, it made more sense show-wise for it to be KRS, because although, you know, people like respect Rakim's pen and a lot of people call him the greatest or whatever, his shows are pretty boring. It's just him walking back and forth, and then, shit, I don't know why he tried to pull Eric B on that motherfucking stage, and I'm like, that was about to be a terrible set of events.
Yeah,
so, you know, good show by Chris, but, you know, like, the knock on Chris is, like, you never want to see the nigga that probably deserves his flowers and probably deserves flowers that aren't given to him always pandering for them. You know? That's kind of what KRS, like. And it's not even a new thing. Like, he's always been, like, nigga said he's number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Like, you know? It's funny when Dylan says it, you know, but to the nigga who's supposed to be the greatest, young, like, if you gotta always say it, it just kind of gets old sometimes, you know? So, been somewhat of a knock on Chris. But, you know, like, he had a hell of a show, you know? Like, he always puts on a hell of a show. Like, I saw him live, like I was telling him about last week, at the fucking Zulu Cave back in the days and shit. And it was like a pro go-go crowd or whatever, man. But, like, for the, you know, 25 people that were hip-hop heads that were there to see him, you know, like, he gave a full fucking performance for those people. And he's always been a great performer, so I could never take that away from him. So,
absolutely great artist, performer, lyricist, you know, the whole shit. And you know, people our age, you know, at one point BDP, you know, KRS, like, yeah, you know, they was putting out hit after hit.
Yeah.
And watching that the other day, it kind of reminded me, like, yeah, you know, he was once a force to be reckoned with in the game. And you can kind of see. I mean, the same thing with Kane, but just a lot more just short-lived.
Yeah.
And the one thing about Rakim, though, is that, you know, you got songs like I Ain't No Joke. I know you got Soul, Microphone Fiend, like Follow the Leader. You know, you can have a boring show, but, like, man, those are fucking monstrous songs.
They are. Gotta say though, a little disappointed Chris didn't perform one of my favorite songs, Kenny.
What was that?
that 13 and good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's trying to erase that from every fucking streaming platform in the world.
You know what? Oh, let me look up, because I know I got BDP shit on my phone. Let me see.
Yeah, that joint about to be light gray, huh?
Oh yeah, this content cannot be played on this device, huh?
Hey, man, fucking video and everything, young. Yeah, bro. One thing that was a little bit peculiar to me, though. No D Nice.
That's very true. Yeah.
He was the BDP DJ.
He was. Yep.
Yeah.
And he used to have that portable turntable.
Yep. Around his neck. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to get you, sucker. Yeah.
With a strap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I believe he said that he wasn't invited.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah. More stuff that people have criticized KRS-One about. Like, he's somewhat of a grandstander, you know? And,
he didn't want to get... Well, shit. I mean, he got fucking Kid Capri.
Yeah. But... Over the past year, young, like, who has come out of COVID better than fucking D-Nice, young?
That's very true, but that still is Kid Capri.
Yeah, but shit, even that, young, like, that whole fucking scratch Kid Capri thing, that was kind of weird. It was kind of weird energy there, and...
It was.
And Kane wasn't there. Like, at some point, it seemed like Kane had to be in bed by a certain time, and he was trying to get that shit over with, you know? He's like, nah, we ain't doing all that. I'm like, damn, you know? Kids can't even have fun either, you know?
Right.
It's too bad. Yeah. But yeah, you know, like, it was pretty interesting that D-Nice didn't even get a fucking invite. Like, you know, all the old heads in the building and shit. Like, if he came out there with a motherfucking leather track suit on, young, and rocked that My Name Is D-Nice, man, shit, would have motherfucking building would have exploded, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but Chris did have still a good... Go ahead.
Still good to see, Craig G, Master Ace.
Yeah.
Said he asked Cool G Rap, but he declined.
Of course.
What's up with that?
Because he probably thought he should have been battling, yeah? Like, I ain't gonna be no fucking sideshow. Like, I'm as good as, if not better than y'all niggas, yeah? Them niggas, like, that competitiveness, is, like, never leaves niggas, yeah?
Alright, so why don't you just come back? So, you know, maybe that might get people be like, yo, you know, why don't we get a Cool G Rap verse? I don't even know who he would do a versus with. But yeah, sometimes you just gotta show face.
That's an interesting thing about Kane being an opponent, because he's like the perfect opponent for everybody, but everybody else doesn't match up though. Like, KRS don't match up to Cool G Rap, but Kane could.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know,
people of that era, yeah, Kane could pretty much go up against all of them, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what that was about. But, I was watching Star, talk about this shit, young. He was like, man, Kane mopped the floor with him, because... How come everything KRS rap, it sounded like it was in Jamaican? He said, everything sounded like it was Jamaican. Or black cop, or was Jamaican.
He ain't lying. At one point, I was like, I didn't think these songs went this way. I'm going to roll with it, but, yeah.
That stage, Chris Young.
Yeah.
Good show, man. at some point when they brought out the break dancers, like Crazy Legs and like, you know, Autumn or whatever, I was just like looking at, they did like a quick crowd pan or whatever, and I'm like, this shit started with two niggas with iPhone 12 Maxes, young, on stands about 18 months ago, and now it's a full fucking production with motherfucking Chucky ads floating in the back, young, and full fucking sponsorship on a streaming platform that they're probably driving more traffic to than all the damn, you know, UFC and old wrestling events and shit that is on it now. I'm like, man, can't tell me niggas can't flourish, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so shout out to them, and you know, really cool seeing the dudes like get there and do their thing. Like, Chris enjoyed that shit more than anybody else, because it's been a long time since he had, like, you know, some like mainstream spotlight on him. So good for them, man. All right, KB, how's your week been, bro?
Same old shit.
Same old shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I was like, I was almost 50-50 on coming on tonight, man. Like, bro, I put out a service request for my refrigerator and my dryer on the 31st of August, John. I still haven't gotten complete service, John.
That's terrible.
Ridiculous. And today, like, my fucking window for, like, the last part from my fridge was, like, 10 to 1. And yeah, about 1 o'clock, they called me talking about they were going to be slightly late or whatever. And I still ain't got a call back from them, you know, because, like, I was worried that they were going to come when we started recording or whatever, and I was going to have to, you know, like, mute myself or whatever. But yeah, they just ghosted me, you know. So.
Awful.
Yeah, like, never late on collecting that payment. But when you actually need service, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, I hear from them in about a month or whatever. That's when my fucking contract is up there. Try to sweet talk me and, you know, reading that joint up, whatever, man. But
Right.
It is what it is. I think Bob has popped on, man. What's up, Bob? That quickie hopped off. I noticed when we first hopped on, Kenny, that I guess you talking to your little Comcast remote, and
yep.
I guess the Wizards are playing tonight, so.
They are.
The NBA is back.
It is.
All right, so what we looking like tonight? The game start yet? Go ahead and turn to it.
Nah, I think the Wiz come on at, right now they got the Sports Junkies on. I just want to make sure I had it on NBC Sports Washington. Just so the game will already be on. I ain't got Ray Burt turning it on or whatever, but NBA started last night. They had two games, and tonight is the first night of the full slate of games. So last night the Bucks beat the Nets, and the Warriors beat the Lakers. I fell asleep doing that one. I saw the Bucks game for the most part, and I fell asleep like in a, like around halftime of the Warriors Lakers game.
Yeah, I didn't know until I guess I dozed and woke back up. I was trying to catch show La Brea on NBC. For some reason, I thought it came on Mondays, but it comes on Tuesdays, whatever. So while I was waiting for that to come on, I actually watched Fear the Walking Dead. Caught that the first episode of the new season of that joint, whatever. And then I caught La Brea, and it was like, 11 something or whatever, and I went to bed, and I woke up, I got a fucking notice that the fucking Lakers had played or whatever. I was like, damn, I didn't even know the fucking game started last night and shit. But if Bar's back, you know, you can jump in there with the Nets talk. Still not there? Okay. Kenny, who y'all playing tonight?
The Raptors.
Okay. Who's y'all starting five? Let's start there.
I would think it would be, Dinwiddie, Bill, Gafford, Kuzma, Rui, I would think. But we'll see. I would think that'd be the starting five.
All right, what's your outlook for this season? Just hoping niggas get traded and get some assets or what?
I don't have high hopes for this team. It was interesting yesterday during the TNT pregame. They were talking about teams they felt like really improved themselves. And I think Chuck was saying he really thought that Chicago got a lot better during all season. And I think Shaq kind of agreed. And Kenny, for some reason, kept saying the Wizards. He didn't really, you know, go in depth as why he felt that way. But didn't win a preseason game. I know that, you know, it's not a, you know, a lot of times a, you know, great barometer of, you know, where a team really is or whatever. But just looking at who we putting out there, like, I know they just signed Gafford to an extension. I know they're high on him. That's actually one of the moves that I think they made last year that, you know, made a whole lot of sense into seeing. This is ability around the rim, rebound, block shots. You know, he's an athletic young big. Like, yeah, that was a good move. You know, getting Dinwiddie in the offseason, of course, trading Russie, bringing in Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. You know, having a solid veteran big coming off the bench in Montrezl Harrell. You know, they also brought in Aaron Holiday, so you got a, you know, solid backup at the at point. So overall, like, I think the team is deeper this year. It's more talented, you know, across the board. But is it still a playoff team? I like to say, yeah, you know, it could be an 8 seed or 7 seed, but again, like, that, so what? So,
oh yeah, they got Cassius Winston too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, if Ba isn't back yet, we can jump to football. Yeah. So, what you got?
Yeah, man. Not very good.
Hey, join the club.
Yeah. 2-4. And for everything they did in the offseason to try to, you know, transform the culture around the organization, though, everybody knows the only reason why they decided to retire Sean Taylor's numbers because all that shit that was going on around the organization in regards to Gruden and emails and all that shit.
For real?
Yeah.
Hey, so this wasn't planned before the season?
Nah, see, it depends on who you believe. So apparently they had planned to honor Sean Taylor on Sunday, but people that were notified of their plans to quote unquote honor Sean Taylor, they thought that meant like they were going to rededicate, like there's a the road right out in front of FedEx. They renamed that Sean Taylor Road, I believe. I drive by the show all the time. I just know his name is Sean Taylor. And they were going to do something else, but they weren't going to retire his number. But with all that shit that was swirling around with, you know, this NFL investigation into these emails and, you know, all this other shit, they were like, hey, hurry up. Let's do something to kind of get people to talk about something else. Oh, yeah, let's retire Sean's number on Sunday. Because they only gave like a, I think it's like a 4-day notice that they were doing it. Oh, and when you look at when they, yeah, and when you look at how when other teams have done it, like even they did with Bobby Mitchell, I think they gave like a 6-month advance notice. Like, yeah, we're going to you know, retire his number, so it would give people a chance to plan around it, come into town, and do all that.
Yeah, because we used to do the same thing with Eli, right?
Yeah. So, like, even think about why even do it on Sunday. Like, why wouldn't you do it on a Monday night? Like, they got a Monday night game coming up. Do it then so it would allow, because people in the NFL, that day off is on Tuesday. So it would allow people who may have been former teammates, people who may have worked in the organization, people like Joe Gibbs. Like, Joe Gibbs couldn't be there because he was, you know, busy with his racing team. But you do it on Monday night, it allows a lot more people to be there. You do it on a national stage. You don't do it in front of 50,000 people. Like, you know, they're having trouble getting people to come to games anyway. A lot of people have been selling their tickets like they've been doing in the past. And a lot of people that didn't even cover the team, they're like, it's fucking pathetic that y'all would do it the way y'all did it. Mm-hmm. With no advance, like almost no advance notice. And, you know, in front of like, I mean, that was the paid attendance. I think it was 50,000.
Wow.
And for somebody that is as revered as Sean, because a lot of times when, you know, franchises retire certain players' names, it may be somebody that's like really revered, you know, by that organization, by the fans in that particular city. Man, Sean is somebody that, I mean, across the board, it doesn't really matter like who you really are a fan of. People really understood how much of a dog he was.
Yeah.
And like they were just like just fans of his. Like, man, when you talk about Sean Taylor, like, man, y'all had one right there. Like, people know that if nothing ever happens, that dude ends up playing in 10 plus Pro Bowls, is a no doubt Hall of Famer. Like, he's somebody that gets respect across the board. That's not how you do somebody like that.
Yeah, most universally respected Redskins, him and Daryl Green, yeah.
That's the thing. Like, Daryl came along in the early 80s. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're talking about players, like, in the last 20, 30 years, there's nobody that can really touch Sean that played for this organization.
You'd be hard-pressed, John. Like,
that was as respected by football people and just fans in general.
Yeah, what's
people that people that wore this jersey.
Yeah, the break was bad and kind of ruined the Chris Samuels thing.
Yeah, but like even like people like Trent, that people would tell you like, man, you know, even when Chris Samuels was playing, they could name, you know, five other offensive tackles that were better in the game than him. I've had this discussion with people.
Yeah.
But when you talk about Sean Taylor, oh, nah. Like, nah, he was the best. Yeah. Like, of that generation, yeah, he was the best.
Yeah. Well, sorry to hear. It didn't dirty like that. Sam, you back? That's your intro, Sam?
Captain Sam, can you hear me? On your left.
What the fuck is this going on, man?
Captain Sam, can you hear me? On your left. I'm back, guys. Finally made it. Technical difficulties like shit, you know?
I'm just reading.
What I meant.
I'm just reading. I can't hear shit. Wait a sec.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't hear shit. What I miss?
Let's talk about old man versus and.
Kenny I ain't see. I don't need to talk about that.
Kenny was telling me it actually wasn't that bad. But Kenny was just telling us how the Sean Taylor retirement
fiasco
was okay. Just a big ass smokescreen because they were trying to hide them diddles, young.
I bet. Wait, did New York stand up for KRS? How many times he asked them to do that?
Sam, that joke kind of work because he won, yeah.
Oh, I ain't care who won. What did he do? Did, is that why he won? Because he cites New York, yeah?
No, it's because he had more songs. Yeah.
For, okay. Like, hey, like,
Kanye ran out of songs.
Yeah, know? He freestyled like three rounds, man.
That's pretty good. I guess I never thought about Kane not having 20 songs.
Yeah.
He started
doing them deep cuts, you know. I was like, you know, hey, what?
Deep cuts, you
nigga.
Yeah.
If I was on his motherfucking research team, I'd have been like, look, that nigga Kwame got to give some of your style back. Just take some of his songs.
Hey, yo.
Father MC2, like, give me your songs, nigga.
Oh.
You know what, Tom? Hold up. Why did, now I'm thinking about it, why did Buckshot come out there?
I want to say the song he used was originally a BDP beat. Might have been.
Okay.
Might have been. Hey, now I'm thinking about it, young. After Mad Lion came up there, young, KRS pretty much sound like Mad Lion the rest of the show, right? Hey, Sam, you missed it. After the joint was over, I tuned in the Star Show, yeah. He's like, KRS, he had a lot of songs, but how come he sound like a Jamaican every time he rides? Everything sound like Black Cop, Black Cop.
Well, that ain't new, though. He been doing that for a while.
Right, yeah, but it's just weird to hear it, like, all together in a fucking show. Like, him, like, take a break, come back, and, you know, still have the same fucking cadence with a completely different song.
That's pretty good. Was Kane salty?
Kane was ready to go home, like, halfway through, young.
Yeah, he wanted to take his shoes off, you know.
I'm picturing that nigga pigeon toe walking up that ramp, you know, like, God damn. How many more we got?
Was his style updated? Did he still have flair, but like 2021 flair, you know?
Oh, yeah. He was definitely fly cat daddy, you know? He had, you know, little motherfucking Versace sweatsuit and motherfucking hat with a brim, you know?
Yeah, because KRS, his fashion is evergreen, you know. He a jeans and t-shirt guy. He don't give a fuck.
Yep.
Exactly what he had on.
A hoodie and some motherfucking Air Force Ones, you know. Yep.
Yeah. All his pictures are going to look right at his funeral, you know. he don't do nothing out the ordinary, you know.
Hey, did y'all see this nigga, somebody called him on Instagram or Twitter and shit, and, this motherfucker, this little clip kept on circulating like Saturday night before the fucking show. Cause I guess they had a reggae show the night before, at the venue or whatever. And they had like, it was like Supercat or somebody, one of them motherfucking ranks or somebody and shit, you know? And they were like, KRS, you ready? And nigga, eyes as big as shit. He's like, man, I just came from Nostrum Ave. I got all the roadie. I got all the curry. I got all the, I'm Aki'd out, y'all. Nigga, eyes all big and shit, you know? I was like, yeah, you know? He gonna enjoy his shit more than anybody in the whole fucking building, you know?
Yep.
That was pretty good.
I'll watch some highlights.
Yeah. I was telling Kenny, though, I was surprised he didn't do 13 and Good.
Okay.
Which can't be found on any streaming platform. Kenny just tried.
I tried. It was like, nope, nah. This can't be played in your region. I was like, that's interesting.
Because you're in the alphabet region, Kenny. That's why, yeah.
I got to listen to Button Podcast talk about this. Because I know they partied. I know they partied on these dudes, you know.
Good chance, y'all. Good chance. So speaking of which, you heard fucking Rory and Margaret got a $10 million deal from, what is it? It wasn't SoundCloud. I forgot what
platform. Wasn't it Spotify?
No, it wasn't Spotify.
Who got a what deal? Who?
Rory and Margaret got like a $10 million deal.
Oh, yeah. Good for them, man. I did hear that. Yeah. I did hear that. I'd have started laughing, like, I ain't got no dog in the fight, but I kept laughing at Joe when he was making the mad talking about raining M's, y'all, and they wouldn't get no money. Yeah. He's like, man, it's been raining M's on me for the last every year. I be having to turn down deal. And they were sitting there like, oh, man, that's cool, man. That's cool. That's what happened when you stay true to yourself. Like, Maul trying to be all, like, friendly about it and shit.
Yeah.
Knowing he's sitting there, like, getting underpaid and shit. But, yeah, man, good for them.
Yep. Yeah, so we had hopped to football. We can jump back to basketball real quick. You got anything on the Nets or anything else going in the league?
Nah, man. I don't think last night's game was indicative of anything, really, how the season going to go. So both of them games, not putting a lot of stock in it. Like, we'll see, man. That's it. Glad no one got hurt. That's gonna be a running theme.
Really? All right. Which we can perfectly segue to the NFL segment. Were you done, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm pretty much done. We're just not good, so that's it.
Okay, yeah. We're not good either. And you know, just like I said last week, you know, confirmed with my Florida aficionado, young. He's like, yeah, Kadarius Toney, when he's on the field, he's going to be real entertaining and exciting, but he gets hurt a lot. And he got hurt first drive on Sunday against the Rams. So he's hurt now. Galladay is hurt. Saquon is on the shelf. Andrew Thomas got hurt last week. I don't even know if he played this week. But, you know, football fucking them, like, general managers and front offices, man, they are so fucking hypocritical, you know? Like, we just getting rulings on, like, the NFL trying to pay people off this week with all these fucking concussion protocol, you know, lawsuits, what have you. And, you know, we just talked last week, Bob, about, like, it's no way fucking Daniel Jones going to play this week, you know? Yep. He out there first fucking drive, like, you know, I think the Giants got the first, got the kickoff, so he ended the first half last week, think the last drive of the first half, so less than fucking 7 days, young, if you want to go like hour by hour, he's back on the motherfucking football field facing probably the most fearsome front defensive line in the league and shit, young, and I'm like, how fucking irresponsible is that to have him out there, first of all? And then, you know, you have him out there in the game where he doesn't even have his fucking left tackle, you know? Like, it's just completely hypocritical. And they don't give a fuck about these people, you know?
They really don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought for optics, the NFL should have, like, stepped in and held Daniel Jones out.
Well, that's part of what, like, you know, needs to, like, a message needs to be sent. Like, you know, we're not going to let you make the decision. Like, if a guy has a concussion and he fucking stumbles off the fucking field and shit, you know, he can't play next week. But I know exactly why they're not doing this shit, because now with them adding a second game, there's never going to be that bye week in between a fucking divisional playoff round or the championship game in the Super Bowl. And imagine if a fucking starting quarterback gets knocked out of a fucking game. And he says he can come back next week, but he can't because there's a rule in place. That shit would just look so bad on the league's behalf, not having a fucking, like, not having Patrick Mahomes playing as well, fucking Super Bowl because of some stupid rule.
Yeah, it just, I was thinking more of, like, pinning it solely on Goodell, like, it coming from the top. Like, he got, like, all kind of reach anyway. He's the most powerful commissioner in sports. Like, in the best interest of the game, the whole world saw you get fucked up real bad. You ain't coming back 7 days later in my league, huh? Ain't no way. That looked bad.
Yeah.
We got to give some impression that we actually care about these dudes. So, best interest of the league, he got to sit. Giants fans and Giants, you know, management just going to have to be upset at me. Ain't no way, huh? It's not a good look for the league, man. They say they care about CTE, but that goes to show right there. Like, that's, they bullshitting.
Yeah. And he definitely played like a dude with his fucking brain scrambled, too. He had like 3 turnovers and shit. Just didn't look good, you know? Yeah. And how can you? So,
let me find out that they held up them fingers, you know, and that's how he cleared protocol, you know.
Who knows what they did this week to try to make it seem like he was all right, man. Like,
yeah, because I remember Kurt Warner saying he passed all kind of bullshit preliminary tests, and then when he was up under them lights, man, he said them motherfuckers was like 20,000 watt bulbs, you know. Mm. He's like, them lights was bright as shit. He's like, my brain just could not process light, man.
Jeez. Maybe one day they'll get it right.
Oh, yeah. When Daniel Jones jump off a motherfucking roof 30 years from now. Yeah, we're going to remember this.
Well, do we remember when Junior Seau did it?
Yeah, man. Like, they need... I'm at a loss for words. I don't have nothing else to say about it, man. He shouldn't have played. Just a bad look.
And the terrible thing about it is, you know, probably half a dozen guys who do the same thing week in and week out, but, you know, you just kind of notice it because it's a quarterback. But a dude's going through the same shit, and they just, you know, pass him on by, you know. All right, let's get to some more games. Kenny?
All right, let's see here. The Bucks beat the Eagles, 28-22. Jaguars beat the Dolphins, 23-20. Urban Meyer got his first win as a NFL head coach.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers beat the Bears, 24-14. Since that season opening loss, the Packers are now 5-1. Bengals beat the Lions, 34-11. Colts beat the Texans, 31-3. Jonathan Taylor only had 2 carries at halftime in this game. Partly the reason why I'm bringing this up is I do own him in fantasy, but it doesn't make sense for someone that talented to only have 2 carries at halftime. He got the ball 12 more times, in the second half. He finished with 145 yards and 2 touchdowns. It's criminal, that he doesn't get 20 carries a game minimum. He's that good. He's like lead the NFL in rushing good. If he got the carries. Now, Derrick Henry's a monster. Don't get me wrong. But if you give Jonathan Taylor the same number of carries, it would be a race. But, the Rams beat the Giants, 38-11, as you already mentioned. As I already mentioned, Chiefs beat the shit out of Washington, 31-13. Vikings beat the Panthers, 34-28. Ravens beat the Chargers, 34-6. That's probably the most surprising result of the week just because of how much they dismantled them. That's one thing I say about Baltimore. Like, it's so disheartening to see a team right up the road. And I kind of understand why, like, so many youngins from around here now, like, they grew up actually Ravens fans. Because, like, yeah, you know, they win. And, like, it's just, it don't really matter what happens in regards to, like, the roster from year to year. They just find ways to win games. Like, you know, J.K. Dobbins gets hurt in the preseason. And everybody's like, what the hell are they going to do in the backfield? They just find ways. It's frustrating. You know? It helps to have Lamar Jackson, but still, like, it's just, yeah. Cardinals beat the Browns 37-14. Is Arizona for real, dog? They 6-0, man.
Yeah, I had no idea they was 6-0, yeah. I feel like I say that every week, but it's Arizona, but they good, you know.
They look it, yeah, they good. Yeah. First game with no Gruden, the Raiders beat the Broncos 34-24. Cowboys beat the Patriots 35-29. They 5-1. And, I think the only thing that can stop them is Mike McCarthy.
Why is everybody shitting on Mike McCarthy, young? I mean, damn.
Though his clock management is atrocious, dog. Like, at least once a week, I'm sitting there, I can sit there and watch a Dallas game, and I'll be like, dog, what the fuck is he doing? It's bad, you know. Steelers beat the Seahawks 23-20. Big Ben, man. Just, yeah, they won, dog. That's.
He still look bad, yeah?
Yeah. This gotta be it. This gotta be it, you know. There's no way I can see him coming back and playing another season, you know.
He's laboring, yeah. Who's an old quarterback who had to get put out the pasture, young? This look real old.
Man, let me think.
He out there looking like old Kozar, young?
Yeah, I thought of Kozar, like Vinny.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it just.
Vinny Wills was real bad at the end, young.
Yeah, yeah. It's that bad, you know. So I hope he retires, you know. And hell of a game on Monday night, man. Tennessee beat Buffalo 34-31. And I don't think we've ever seen anything like Derrick Henry, you know. And I think I mentioned this on the podcast a couple weeks ago. The reason I say that is because he gets these monstrous, like, carry numbers every year, but he's been doing it since he was in high school, you know? Like, it's not something new for him. So, him be 27 years old, going on 28 in January, like, you would think at some point, man, like, it's gonna catch up to him, dog, but nah, like, he getting better.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why he wasn't getting the ball his first 2 years. Like, he was getting the ball, but he wasn't getting the ball, you know.
Well,
what was going on, you know?
People wanted to put that bus label on him. That he was, you know, the first 2 years, that's the reason why you don't
draft
a running back. A band back, but it's a back that early anyway. I can't call it, you know, like.
He'd be at 10,000 yards if they, you know, gave them courage in the first few years.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe it worked out the way it's supposed to work out, and it's going to, they actually got him refreshed from having all them carries since high school.
That's possible, yeah.
Or he just a freak.
He is. To be that fucking big and that fast,
that
man.
He still be hitting that motherfucking corner, young.
Once he get in open field, young, he gone. And you look how big he is, you think, like, there's got to be a corner out there that's going to catch him, man. Nah, they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He real patient. That's what I like best about him. The man will follow a block, you know. Like, he ain't too pressed to hit the hole too fast, you know. Like, he get there, and then he wait for things to, like, open up. And then he accelerate.
Yeah.
I tell my man Dave last night, I was like, man, that's a talent, man. If niggas who hit the hole hard could be patient, hey, they take their game to another level. I was like, man, somebody like Ronald Jones, that nigga hit the hole right, like motherfucker Leroy Jenkins every time, you know. He don't wait for nothing else to open up. He's like, the first crack of the day, like, I'm ramming my whole body in there. Derrick Henry do not do that. He'll slide off a motherfucking block and just burst, you know.
Yeah, it often helps you to be in the right situation, too, because a lot of people just say the same thing, well, not necessarily with the power, but the same things about Le'Veon Bell too. You left that fucking Pittsburgh system, no, he was never the same player. So that fucking line has like grown with Henry, and like they just kind of almost tailor made for that dude's game right now. You know, we do that anywhere else? You know, he's probably still be a good running back, but then again, everybody's the same thing about Le'Veon Bell too. Young Jets supposed to like had landed the free agent of the fucking century, young, and he was just another nigga in the Jets backfield getting stopped behind the line, you know. So good situations often help you cement your fucking legacy places. Shit, like we said a lot about a lot of players, but whatever it is, combination of the two or three things, man. This dude continues to do the same thing year in and year out, young. Like, 27, he's supposed to only have 3 years left. We'll see.
Yeah, this pays after 3 years, three more years. He'll be in the top five or so all-time yardage. So, I think, what's Emmitt's record in 16,000 range? Somewhere around there? He got a chance. It just sucked. Like, them first 3 years, like, he didn't get off to the best start. So, he gonna finish this year around, like, 8,000 yards. So, I mean, but damn, if he keep doing 2,000 a year, by the time he 30, he gonna be at 12,000. And from there, if he be at 12,000, yeah, I think, yeah, I think he can catch Emmitt, cause that ain't nothing but like three more years.
It's gonna take some big years though, cause right now he's at 6,643. Emmitt's at 18,355.
Oh, he at 18? Yeah, probably not. I didn't know he was at 18. I thought it was 16. Because he definitely going to be over 10,000 something by the time he's 30. We'll see.
Yeah, he going to have some monstrous years to catch up.
Where did AP end up with, Kenny?
AP is fifth all time with 14,820.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but Tennessee definitely needed that win too. They've been kind of stagnant, especially on offense with some injuries the past couple weeks. And yeah, man, that was a big game for them against Buffalo. All right, Kenny, got your awards for the week?
That's the one thing I forgot.
I just want to say I didn't know Barry was at. I didn't even know Barry got to 15,000. You know. They lucky he retired, yeah. That's crazy. I didn't even know he was that far off, like, Jim Brown's pace. Like, he blew past him before he was 30, you know. Crazy. Mm-hmm. And his father still be Cuban being his achievements, you know. I want to say hello to the greatest running back of all time. Yeah. Man, my father did that in my Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Get off the stage, you know. That's hilarious to be a fanboy at 70-something, you know. He's a beast. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's hilarious. My bad, go again.
Nah, that's it. I don't have any awards this week.
Okay. My D'Angelo Hall Playmaker of the Week goes to Trayvon Diggs. Long overdue. Fucking interception every game this season, man. He's just a fucking ball hawk, young. And, you just wait for him to get a pick every week at this point. And that's what's come to or whatever. And my Larry Holmes Flabby and Sick Award of the Week goes to Jared Goff. They were being shut out by the Bengals until the fourth quarter. And, yeah, for all the shit that Matt Stafford got, young, like, they lost games, young, but they just look bad, you know, on offense. And I guess everybody's feeling sorry for him. I seen Sean McVay was saying he wished it didn't go down the way it did, and I'm like, yeah, that's just pity right there, you know? You feel bad. Oh, that's,
I got, new award. My Antonio Brown better than Randy Moss agenda, because nigga said Randy Moss better than Jerry Rice award. This week's winner goes to Antonio Brown because he better than Randy Moss. Youngest with 900 catches. Got a ring too. Better than Moss. Catch y'all next week.
Alrighty. Go back to basketball real quick. What should I take on Ben Simmons?
Real quick, yeah. I'm sitting there contemplating getting on Antonio Brown better than Randy Moss.
Hey, get on, yo.
Because, man.
It's disrespectful,
you know. See, but you know what, though? The only reason I want to is because when you write, you write. And I said back in, like, Antonio's second year, and I got to remind him every time this happens. I told season, Kevin, who's in the basement, I'm like, yo, Antonio Brown, yo, that dude, yo, he good. They like, huh, what, huh? I'm like, yeah, I'm telling y'all, he one of the easily one of 20 best receivers in the game, and they did their whole nigga. He ain't better than motherfucking Mike Wallace and all that shit. All right, okay, yeah. So yeah, now he Antonio, and that's always been my dude, you know. So yeah, I'm tempted, you know.
Yeah, after missing 2.5 years, still the youngest.
Still, yeah. That's why I'm trying to tell people. I'm like, yeah, he's done stuff that no receiver's ever done before. Like, y'all can tell me that y'all think Julio is better than him, all these people, just because they're bigger than him. But I'm talking about as far as, like, production, and actually, if you just watch what he does on the football field, he's the best receiver of like, the last 10 years.
Man.
But people just don't want to give it to him because he wasn't supposed to be that. It's that pedigree shit all over again, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible in football.
Yeah.
Football is the worst.
It's the
worst. In basketball, you can come out of nowhere, and if you're good, niggas are going to give it to you.
Right. Like,
it don't matter if you're international. Yeah, international, small school. It don't matter. But if you don't go in the first games, 3 rounds,
yeah,
they be acting stupid, you know?
There's got to be something we're missing. Yeah. There's something we're missing, or it's the system. Yeah,
you know,
right.
The coach yeah. Know how to get you open. Nah, I knew he was different when I saw that YouTube video of him training with Chad. He was going around them cones. I was looking at them feet. I was like, he do it better than Chad. This was when Chad was in his prime, you know. I was like, his feet move better than Chad's, you know. Yep. And Chad was like coaching him up. He was like, yeah, young fella. I'm like, man, this dude quick as shit, you know. But yeah, it's just born out of pure pettiness. Like, I'm still a Moss fan, but the disrespect is, this is just how I started liking Tom Brady, you know? Like, don't say Peyton better than Montana when you got this nigga nipping at this guy's heels. It don't make sense. So Moss better than Rice, but he ain't even better than this guy. Don't do that, you know? Now I gotta be petty. So every record he break, you know, I'm gonna be on Twitter and on this podcast talking about it.
Yeah, great player, you know. Just fantastic player, dog.
Yeah, he the way Bruce Arians talk about him, you know. Like, I think it's like now Bruce, I mean, but Bruce coached him. But it's like now he see.
Yeah, you like see it every day, yeah.
He was like, he a savant. He was like, this motherfucker is a football savant, mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Simmons. What's up with him?
Hey, man, he trying to get up out of there, but... what was we saying, like, 3 weeks ago when this started? Like, somebody going to have to put their foot down? And not just because in this instance. Like, I think Philly about to be that team, yeah. Because if a team, if someone doesn't stop this, whether it come from the top with Silver, working this into the next CBA, or, you know, trying to use his powers, which are not nearly as wide ranging as Goodell's, to like overturn or to make players like stay with a particular franchise. Like, he can veto a trade if they try to get rid of Simmons for pennies, but I don't think he would do that. But I think Philly putting their foot down, yeah. They willing to let him sit out and just run with the horses they got rather than trading him for pennies. They not doing it. It right now it seems like they not doing it.
But you know what,
and good for them.
They should have never let it get to this point though. I can't imagine what they turned down this summer for him. When honestly, dog, just trade him for whatever. Because nah. now it's a distraction. You know, it's a distraction now. It was obvious that this shit was over after the playoffs last year.
Was it though?
Yeah, it was.
Man, these young players are getting their feelings all the fucking time, man. Like.
And yeah, like, even Doc was even like, I forgot exactly what he said.
He said, I don't know
what it was, but it was like, after the playoffs, I forgot exactly what Doc said, but I remember when he said it, I was like, oh yeah, Ben Simmons ain't going to be there no more. He gone. He ain't going to play in Philadelphia next year. I just think that they tried to get the max for him instead of just taking the good deal and just moving on. Sometimes you just got to take the good deal and move on.
Well, apparently you don't, Kenny. And that's what they not doing, y'all. Like, and a good deal to you or me might not be a good deal to them.
So you now everybody around the NBA know you got to trade them.
But from their perspective, they saying, no, you don't know that. And we wouldn't let him sit. Unless it's something that we want.
That's stupid.
Yeah, man. You know, lost in some of this is these teams are owned by billionaires who, this is kind of like, you know, it's a business venture to them, but it's also a gain to them, you know. This ain't going to make or break them, you know.
Okay, and to have somebody, it's not gonna make or break the owner, but I'm talking about the team.
And to have somebody,
I'm talking about Daryl Morey, the general manager. That's right. What I'm talking about. Doc Rivers, the coach. Fuck the owner. I'm talking about the people who run the basketball side of things.
Right, I get you, but whether it's the owner, the general manager, or the coach, all these dudes have egos, man. And for somebody that works for you to dictate the terms of the employment, you know. Like, that shit don't always work, you know? No. I'm glad that they fucking stand up for this shit,
Tone,
dog.
Tone. What I'm saying is that it's dumb of them for allowing it to get this far.
I mean, what could they have done?
Trading him this summer.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure he wanted to be traded this summer too, but they didn't get what they thought that they deserved for him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so what you think you deserve for Ben Simmons?
I don't know. None of the trades, Kenny.
Tone. I'm sure they probably thought they could get Dame or Brad Beal. They wasn't getting that for him, and they was never gonna get that for him. He limited. He got exposed. People kind of know what he is now. He ain't no motherfucking player you build around.
I mean, I've seen worse trades. Shit, we just got fucking Russ for Kuzma and my fucking KCP.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, sometimes if you the Wizards, yeah, we probably could have got more for Russell Westbrook, but at the same time, sometimes just take the good deal and just move on.
What's the difference between that and Philly trading for Brad? Still the Wizards, right?
Well, they got picks for Russ, though, didn't they?
I gotta go back and look at it. I don't think they got anything that is gonna move the needle. Shit,
like most of our damn picks went to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, like, if
bad
Daryl
trades
Morey,
happen all the time.
If Daryl Morey thought that he was going to get a star player in return for Ben Simmons, then and especially now, he's sadly mistaken. I'm just saying, like, I just didn't understand, like, all summer I'm, like, waiting for Ben Simmons to get traded. And it never happened. I'm like, well, maybe they must have patched this up somehow. Then he showed up to practice, and they kicked this thing out. I'm like, well, obviously it didn't. Why the fuck didn't y'all trade him? Like, this couldn't have blindsided y'all.
Mate, see, that's what I'm saying, Kenny. Maybe it did, you know? I'm like, these niggas is passive aggressive like shit.
He probably just
didn't have no fucking contact with them. They thought it was good, you know? He needs some space. Because all these young niggas need space, you know? And he gets there and he fucking throws a goddamn foot, you know? I wouldn't put nothing past none of these niggas, you know? I don't know why you are.
So I ain't putting past no past anybody. I'm just saying they should have fucking traded him this summer. That's it. It was obvious they was ready to move on from him.
This is
and
true.
They should have.
Yeah, depending, you know? I'm not giving away a perennial all-star for trash, you know? Because then, when that shit, like, everybody realizes it's trash and shit, you know? And your fucking job is on the line. Hold up, let me finish, you know? And your job is on the fucking line, and everybody like, well, why'd he do that in the first place, you know? You don't got nobody to blame but yourself.
We talking about Ben Simmons, you know?
He's a fucking all-star, Kenny. Yeah, Ben Simmons. Perennial all-star. Got a lot of fucking holes in this fucking game and shit, young, but hey, man, it is what it is. I just think it's good that they're not fucking folding and just giving, like, all these players can't get what the fuck they want, you know? Had a motherfucking inmates running asylum and shit, you know? And then general managers, you know, a year, 2 years from now, niggas look like, why the fuck did he do that shit? And it's like, well, I had to. Like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't have to.
Do you think he's going to play for the 76ers again?
I have no idea, but I know when he initially, like, held out in training camp and he missed them fucking three preseason games and all the motherfucking games added up to a motherfucking Bentley, he got his ass in camp, right? These niggas like their pride, but they like their money a lot, too. So, if he felt that bad, he wouldn't have fucking came to camp, but it started affecting his goddamn account. So he brought his ass to camp, right?
None of that has anything to do with the fact that he should have cut the cord on this a long time ago. That's all I'm saying. Like what's happening right now doesn't surprise me whatsoever. I could see this coming a mile away, and now that it's happening, I'm like, what the fuck did y'all expect?
So you expect him to play another game for the Sixers?
No.
Well, he just be sitting there, you know?
Oddly enough, I agree with both of y'all. Like, I'm glad the Sixers ain't just caving and moving him for nothing, for trash. But his value is overrated, like crazy. And it seems like the Sixers are fighting back and saying, like, we already know we're outgunned by the other top teams in the East. Like, after Miami gets John Wall, like, Miami going to be, like, right for me, right there with Milwaukee and the Nets, if John Wall is, like, at least 70% of what he was. We'll see. But yeah, Philly is just, they got passed up. Like, Atlanta probably better than them for real now.
They are.
Yeah. So, wouldn't surprise me, you know, God, I can't believe I'm saying this. Wouldn't surprise me if the Knicks are better than Philly too, you know.
That would.
Yeah, I don't think the Knicks are too far off. Like, the guard play is terrible, but The Knicks not, for me, they not too far off from Philly. We'll see. Hopefully, you know, you never know which one of these little niggas for Philly might take a leap, though. I know Maxey is starting tonight. Got him in a couple of leagues. We'll see what he do. Milton there. Like, hopefully one of these dudes blossom, you know. But they seem perfectly content to just sit, bend, and run with what they got. And if it's a distraction, it's a distraction because they not winning anyway. I think internally those are the discussions that's been had because they are in no rush to move this dude. They are chilling, y'all. There is no movement from Philly right now.
Yeah, man. If the league ain't going to do nothing about this, then maybe one of these teams going to have to do something about it. Maybe this is the team to do something.
I think enough. What you can do, because if for me, if you're trying to fuck up my franchise, if you're trying to make my franchise, like, you know, look distressed, I'm going to make your brand look distressed. I'm going to hold you out. I'm going to make you look unprofessional, like Ben is looking right now. That's going to, you know, lower your value around the league. It's going to lower your brand. Your endorsements might suffer because now fans starting to hate you. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Let his career get hurt. Like, you going to look like the bad guy. Sitting there going through the motions with your cell phone in your pocket. Man, Philly couldn't wait to upload that goddamn shit to their Twitter, you know? Or to someone's Twitter. But someone in that practice took that footage and was like, look at this fucking asshole. And uploaded it, you know? Because they like, look, the world need to see what we dealing with. Fuck what he talking about, like how we treated him. Look at this guy.
He picked the right city too, you know?
And I still don't know how this narrative got out, like he got treated so bad because, ooh, they wasn't on his side. And, you know, players, teams and other players have always talked down to another player on the team. I don't know where they be coming up with these new rules, like as it fits a player like that they like or whatever. That's how I know Clutch got the best motherfucking communications team in the league. They got all their little motherfucking acolytes on the news talking about how the Sixers did him wrong, too. I'm like, please. The nigga passed up a layup. Come on, now.
I thought it was just me, young. Like, I mean, they just told the truth, young. Like, all that throwing him under the bus, young. I didn't think it was that bad, and it wasn't no untruth to it, young.
Man, he's so like shit, yeah.
Like, Joel is an asshole and everything, young, but that nigga was visibly hurt, young. He's like, I don't understand. He said he was right after the pass. Hey, young, he didn't. And he was playing his heart out, young, with his fucked up ass knees and legs and shit, young. And this nigga passing up layups in big games, young. Like, he didn't understand, young.
Yeah, and they're going to get mad at motherfucking Tobias Harris. Like, why you ain't make it? Like, Tobias like, I got fouled. Why you ain't make it? It was a wild sequence. I thought people was sicing it until I saw it, you know. That was real bad. So, anyway, we'll see how it works out, man. All I know is I wish people would stop saying Philly and Brooklyn need to swap because neither one of them don't want either of the other one's problems.
Nah.
Philly, man, do not want to deal with Kyrie, and Brooklyn do not want to deal with Ben, y'all. Like, why? If this how Ben act when the going gets tough, and they going through this shit right now with Kyrie, why do they want Ben? That ain't nothing but one headache for the other one, man.
Yeah.
So that deal ain't going to happen. And it's getting corny seeing people propose it all the time on Twitter, you know?
I was about to say, who started that? You know? Don't tell me Stephen A. You know?
Man, that shit been talked about since the summer, man. Ever since Ben was, sending out smoke signals that he had a problem with the organization and he might not fuck with them no more. They was like, well, Ben don't want to be in Philly. Trade him for Kyrie. And this was before anything happened with Kyrie. This is just, Nick Wright and Stephen A. not fucking with Kyrie. They were like, get rid of Kyrie. I'm like, man, Kyrie ain't do shit but get his ankle hurt. What's the problem now?
Hey, while we on Stephen A., I finally caught some footage of him talking about the change of format of First Take. And, just him matter-of-factly saying that he asked Max be removed and shit, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was on Hot 97. Is he did with Ebro and Rosenberg.
Yeah, man, that's his ego getting in the way because... I think he thought the numbers could get even better without Max. But yeah. The numbers done took a dive. I think he really think people tuning in to see him do his motherfucking George Jefferson act. And what's happening is he don't have that counterbalance that Max offers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, I told y'all in text, it really is when him and Mike Dogg up there, like, I thought I would like that, but it really is just two old niggas, like, barking almost. It's like they be loud as shit and be like, rah, 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 rah. I be like, man, I can't even, what are y'all talking about?
Hey, Sam.
It's not even entertaining.
I saw a clip, I don't watch First Take, but I saw a clip of, it was Stephen A. and Jay Williams talking about Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there watching this shit like, I can't, like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Because Jay was sitting, like, he was trying to be measured and calm. And Stephen A. kept doing, well, wait up.
Yeah, what's all that?
What's all that?
And he only do it with niggas. He ain't act like this with Max.
Right. Right. I'm like, why is he only do, it seems like he only does that when he's debating niggas, you know, but. He don't ever get that bass in his voice when... Yeah, you said it, so...
Damn, oh, yeah. Dan Orlovsky done said some wild... He done had some wild football takes, you know. Some crazy shit. But with Dan, it's always a nice, cordial conversation. Like, he'll get, animated, as Stephen A. does, but it's not, like, antagonistic. Like, his demeanor don't change, like, nigga, I'm confronting you. What you gonna do about it?
Because that's how he looked like he came at Jay. We can fight.
Right. Yeah, I was wondering why Jay was trending the other day, and I saw the clip.
That's how I saw it.
Like,
all right. Man.
I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, good grief, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Them numbers, like,
and Max know. So happy, you know? Y'all be seeing Max, you know?
Nah,
what
so relaxed on the set with
who's he on now?
Will. So he on it's called the KJW show. It's just Key, J. Will, and KJM. I'm dumb as shit. Yeah, Key, J. Will, and Max, you know? And, you know, he just moderate that show, you know. It's smooth sailing. They be laughing, having fun. You know, Key, like, you know, he make everything fun. He relaxed anyway, you know. You know, Max be so fucking happy, you know. He be having his sleeves rolled up and shit. Be sitting there with motherfucking jean shirts on. Hey, you know. He don't got to deal with it. Nick casual as fuck, you know. He don't wear no jackets no more. He be chilling because, you know, that's a big thing with Stephen A. I don't know what kind of old school bam ass nigga rules he going by. He be like, Marcus Spears, you ain't wearing no tie. What you doing on First Take without a tie? Marcus Spears be like, man, nobody do that. I mean, if these niggas don't start talking about sports,
that spearfish,
Stephen Knight, nobody want to do all that, man. I'd be like, hey, man, please start talking about sports.
Yeah,
the lead in banner with them dudes, man, it's so cringeworthy, man.
Yeah, well, Spears definitely be dressed like he going to the dinner party. You know? He be having that motherfucking that top buttoned up, like, that's good enough, you know.
Hey, and Ryan Clark
still got his Zeus suit, you know?
Hey, hold on, y'all. The main one that he say the same thing every time, Lewis Riddick, y'all. Got my man Lewis Riddick. Uh-huh. He think he Butch Lewis. He think he Butch Lewis. He got the chest hair out with the jacket open. I be like, oh boy, here he go. Butch Lewis for the last 2 years, you know.
He's still Butch Lewis. What a sight! Butch Lewis didn't even wear a shirt.
Right, he's wore bow ties, huh?
No, that's what he said, but. Hey, in his defense, I'll defend Stephen A. a little bit. Lewis Riddick do be wearing some low-cut V-neck-ass shirts with a jacket, and he be showing chest hair, you know. And I do be sitting there like, why are you doing all that, you know?
Hey, you know, we used to go to Republic Gardens on Wednesdays, you know. Like, every fucking Wednesday, I call this nigga Anthony, you know. Like, where you at, dog? Like, I'm at Banana Republic, dog, getting a shirt for the night, you know. And then... be saying he be getting that deep V, young. You all shopping for that new deep V, young.
Hey, press for a V neck. Every time I see this dude, he do got a V neck going.
Hey, young, that's the deep V, young.
That deep V, young.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, man, dudes like Stephen A., like, they need somebody to reel them back, you know? I'm like, reel them in. And I don't know why I fucking drew, like, the comparison in my mind, shit, you know? Y'all notice how fucking, like, fun-loving and amusing Fat Joe used to be? And now he's just, everything is just so extra. Oh, my God, he came into the building. I was so nervous. I couldn't sleep last night because K-Rex is like a god. He was like Superman to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this ain't fun no more, young. It's kind of annoying, young.
When did he transition to that? When he started hanging out with DJ Khaled, you?
I'm about to say. You know what? It's when Khaled became a household name through that motherfucking Snapchat, young.
Yeah.
Joe was like, hold on now. Hold on now. This a lane right here? Being extra?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Been an extra jolly light-skinned dude, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can do that, young. And then, you know, fucking pandemic done took it to another level because he ain't got nothing but time and motherfucking paintbrushes, young.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Stephen A., young. Boy, oh boy. If this shit bite him in the ass, he get fired for fucking these ratings up.
Oh, they done paid him much to fire him. Like, he'll still be on the network. That show might get, you know, revamped or something, but they gonna work him to death. He'll be flying all over the goddamn country.
Oh, yeah, shit. When he was on Hot 97, like, he gonna do another talk show now, apparently.
I don't get what he do. He's annoying, man. And it's so obvious, like, the nigga don't have, like, no integrity. He'll say what he gotta say for these ratings. And I should have known it when, like, he went in on, Josh Gordon, like, every motherfucking 2 minutes when Josh Gordon was obviously going through some shit, you know. Like, he don't care. He gon' he gonna say what he have to say to get people worked up. Because he been going so hard, like, coming off the Kwame Brown shit, he been trying to be more measured with his critiques about people and trying not to make it so personal. Like, he even said something a couple of weeks ago. He was like, he said sometimes, like, you know, we get animated on this show, but I want people to know, like, it's never personal. We just talking about as it relates to their on-the-field performance, blah, 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 and anything that affects that. I'm like, nah, yeah. You done had some personal shit to say about players, you know? He got into it with Marbury the other day and was like, this is the guy who was eating Vaseline. And then in the next sentence, he gonna say, now, he was obviously going through something mentally, and we don't want to make fun of that. I was like, nah, yeah. This guy, man.
This nigga playing. I'm gonna get on the hippo, yeah.
Exactly. You know how much I would love it if Marbury fucked him up, you know? Like, would that be the most weird news story ever? Like, Marbury. It would be like weird Marbury at all, just, yeah? It would be weird. It would be weird. Like, he physically assaulted Stephen A. Smith.
Sam,
it would be hilarious. Do you think
that would surprise anybody, you know, if Marbury seen that nigga and fucked him up, yeah. Stephon Marbury.
Tone. Be honest, yeah. It would still, yeah. Hey, young. Like, have we ever seen even a retired player fuck up a journalist? That don't happen.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be bad, young, but are you, like,
Would still be surprising because it never happens, Tone.
Would you do more than raise an eyebrow, young?
I would be fucking shocked.
Dude. I mean, you would have to be shocked, Tone. It never happens, dog. Wild shit, like, honestly, like, the closest thing we ever seen was, like, Jim Everett motherfucking going at Rome on his show. Yeah, but other than that, like,
think about all the dudes who done had shit talked about, like, How many journalists came at Iverson sideways? He never, like, attacked someone. But if Stephon Marbury in, you know, his older years, and he just, hey, he in the same space as Stephen A., and he tried to go up to him, you know, on some chill shit, like, I don't like the way you've been talking about Kyrie or whatever, and they get into it, and he fuck him up, I'm laughing real hard, you know. Because he done had it coming, man.
See, I feel like Stephen A. is the cultivation of this fucking monster that Skip started, young. Because I think Skip started that fucking disrespect shit. And Stephen A., on that fucking set, had the match's energy and one up him, young. So that's when he started coming with the Roster Nesterovich and, like, all that shit starts off from Skip,
we just said Rome. You can't put that shit on Skip. You can't put that on Skip.
Not every day it's on national TV. You know? 10 o'clock in the morning, shitting on people actively in the league and everybody watching. Like, everybody didn't watch Jerome like that, you know?
But Tone, the reason why Stephen A. got off First Take is because how hard he used to go on people. That's what he was known for, like, going on doing hits on ESPN. Like, I mean, the shit he said about Kwame Brown, like, that was way before he was on First Take. That wasn't anything that was cultivated by Skip. That's who he was. That's how he got on there.
That's the first time I heard that shit when he was on First Take. Well, I guess I didn't watch his other. What else was he on? He had his talk show.
He used to do hits on, like, ESPN News, and, like, he was like the NBA guy.
Right.
Because back when it was like Cold Pizza, it was Steve A wasn't doing that shit back then. Then they, like, rebranded into, you know, the First Take or whatever, and it became a debate show. Like, even still, Stephen A wasn't on that shit.
Hey, I would love to have an archive of every time Mark Jones has ever uttered Stephen A. Smith's name, you know. Because Stephen A took the coon route, and Mark Jones tried to be all motherfucking, like, clean cut with it. Like, he was the NBA guy, too. and this dude making motherfucking 10, 15 million a year now? Come on, y'all. I don't even know where Mark Jones is now, you know.
Yeah, I think he's still on ESPN.
Yeah, yeah, he just never moved up, you know.
Yep, probably got aged.
But you know
now.
What? He might be good with just, you know, being a play-by-play guy, you know.
Yeah, it seemed like he was, because he was like, whatever it's called now, NBA Today, whatever Malika Andrews hosts now. And yeah. Whatever she hosts now, he had the version of that back in the day. And it seemed like he was going to be like, you know, the lead moderator for all that NBA shit. And he kind of got phased out, you know? It gradually went to other people. And Stephen A. was one of them. But anyway, I wouldn't be surprised if Kwame fucked him up. I would be surprised if Marbury did it. But he would never be in the same space as Kwame. He know better.
I guess that would be the thing that would surprise me more than Marbury fucking him up, that they would even be in the same space and shit.
But see, that's, to me, that's realistic. Because, you know, they both in and around New York all the time.
All right, so guess that's it for the NBA right now. We'll see what happens with Ben. Yeah.
Real quick, one more thing before I got to get out of here. You know, the NBA is releasing this new Top 75 team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, another list. Jesus.
All right. So they've already named 50 of them. They've done 25 per day. They started on Monday. So today, I was looking for my guys, you know, because I knew that Zoe probably wasn't going to make it. I knew Dikembe probably wasn't going to make it. So I said, you know what? I got two more than likely, and those two were AI and Pat. They both got named today. Of the original top 50, 41 have been named already to the list with 25 left to go. The nine who were on the original top 50 list who haven't been named to the 75 are Elgin Baylor, Dave Bing, Billy Cunningham, Dave DeBuscher, Pete Maravich, Earl Monroe, Shaquille O'Neal, Dolph Shays, Lenny Wilkins. I'm just going to say I would assume Elgin Baylor's going to make it. I would assume Shaq's going to make it. I would assume Earl Monroe was going to make it. Maybe Maravich.
Lenny stands out. You know, he ain't making it.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't think Dave DeBuscher's going to make it. But so that leaves a minimum of 16 guys who weren't on that list. And these are pretty much guys who, you know, from 96 on who are going to be on the list. So, yeah, if Dave Bing don't make it and Melo don't make it, I'm going to talk to him. So that's it.
I wouldn't even think about that shit, but okay, I get it. Yeah, people getting up in arms about it already. I saw it on Twitter before I signed in, yeah. It's just one of them things people get pissed off about. There's no need for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the tweets I saw, like, Melo should be on there. And I said, really, should he? I ain't sure about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if he is, I don't care either. Like, I don't care, you know.
I say that I've been saying for the past 5-6 years, John. Lists are the lowest hanging fruit, John. Y'all enjoy y'all nectar.
I will.
Yeah, people get upset, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. Like, everybody got their thing, John. I just gotten over it, John, because everybody's not going to be satisfied, and these arguments are just they get out of hand sometimes, John.
Can you pratty as shit? You really can't wait, huh?
I mean, I think he gonna be on it, you know, but man, you never know, you know.
Hey, man, yeah. Like, it ain't no guarantee with that, Kenny. I don't see why there would be a guarantee.
Yeah,
Don't get me started. Because I was about to say, who is he, you know? Like, you about to get me started, you know?
I mean, dog. You know, it's my dude, no, you know. I'm just saying that.
Why him and not Alex English? This is what I don't be understanding, you know? Who is he, you know?
Hey, yeah. All I'm saying is the people who are in this corner like to bring up them, you know, the international player. Yeah? That's it.
All right, man. Cool. Wow, man.
I was wondering where the angle was going to come, but I see it now, Kenny. Good job, yeah. Mm. All right, let's move on to our second segment, entertainment. And Kenny, before you roll, let's see what you've been watching, bro.
Yeah, I watched the latest episode of the Wu-Tang series. I'm not gonna give it away. It gets Tone and I talked to him pre-production. He hasn't seen it, the latest episode, but yeah, they had the cream part of their careers, and yeah, this latest episode was pretty much like, yeah, dog, it's time we start seeing some checks. So
yeah, I was like 30 minutes in and yeah, everybody's stressed, you know.
Yep.
Ghost is over it, you know.
Yep. 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 So yeah, Steve Rifkin is trying to find money to pay these dudes, and it's pretty much RZA looking at short-term money versus, you know, his long-term vision for the group. And being that he's already been through the ringer in regards to his own career and dealing with labels, like, he kind of knows the business side of things a lot more than I think the people around him want to give him credit for. And he knows what's better for these dudes in the long term. But when you broke, you're not really trying to hear that shit, so... Yeah, that's where they are right now, man. And yeah, this is one of them shows, you know, like, I wish they came with the whole season up front, but when it dropped on that day, I'll make sure I watch it, you know. Like, yeah, I fucks with it, man. I don't know how many seasons they gonna do with this shit, man, but I'm gonna watch. When they come out with a third season, now, yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they gotta have a third season because there's more story to be told, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody, I guess, wrote in a couple of weeks ago about what we're looking forward to. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, also looking forward to them in that motherfucking mansion in L.A. when they were making that double CD. I know they was acting the goddamn fool and they finally got their hands on some money, young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually want to see them actually come up and, yeah, when they start getting paid. And yeah, that's going to be rewarding, young, because, yeah, these dudes, they...
Yeah, dirty.
Yeah, they're struggling. They're struggling. Yeah, they're struggling. You know, so
no, I'm not talking about like when they get money, dirty crime, like a goddamn fool, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm telling.
Fool anyway. I was about to say he's doing that anyway, as opposed to what?
Right. You kind of got a glimpse of that this episode. Again, not gonna give it away, but they got a little bit of taste of the high life, just, you know, for a night. And yeah, they know how to act, man. So, yeah, other than that, man, I watched, I finally signed up Apple TV and watched the first season of Ted Lasso. And, yeah, fucks with it. Hell of a show. Kind of mad I stepped on it for so long. Yeah, there were a lot of, you know, parts of that first season, man, that kind of reminds, you know, it reminds you why you get into coaching. And a couple of head tip moments, man. Jason Sudeikis is a monster. I've been a big fan of his since he got on SNL. And this is the type of role that he was born to play, man. So I just started season two. So, yeah, again, I know I'm a little late on that one. But, yeah, that's a hell of a show, man. And I think that I started anything else. I don't think I started anything else. I still haven't started Squid Game yet. I can't think of anything else.
Hey, Kenny, did you watch that joint on Netflix? It's like a docuseries, and the first episode was about the point shaving joint.
You talking about, I'm not going to take the name of it, something like Bad Sports or something like that.
Yeah, some show.
It was about the point shaving scandal at Boston College with Steve Headache Smith.
Bad Sport. Was it Arizona State?
Arizona State, yeah. You're right, my bad. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard about it, and I'm glad you reminded me. I want to check that joint out.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
All right. Bob, what you watching?
My bad. Yep, watching Wu-Tang. What else am I watching? I finished this joint called Another World on Netflix. It's 2 seasons. About a mission to save humanity from some aliens who put a this big ass crystal. They call them a artifact in the middle of like this field in the first episode. It stars, only thing I have to describe her, she was like the blonde chick in Chronicles of Riddick, I think. She got jive like a man face. And she always be doing, like, she not ugly, but she got a strong face, you know. But yeah, she always doing like action shit. And she like a soldier in this joint. She leads this mission to try to find the home of these aliens who've put this artifact on Earth. It's pretty good, man. It's just real good mindless TV. It's not anything groundbreaking. The special effects are kind of dry. But yeah, it's good to see like the interaction with the crew, how the mission is affecting them and stuff. It's good binge TV, man. So recommend. Yeah,
I'm seeing another life, another world.
Hold on there. I think it's another life. I think it's another life. You know, my bad.
I saw a spaceship, man. I saw that strong face. I was like, huh? Yeah.
Huh? You right. Okay. It's another life. And I went to the movies. I saw that Last Duel joint with Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Adam Driver, and Jodie Comer, yeah. Joint was hot fire, yeah.
For real?
Oh,
really?
None.
I heard it was a turd, you know.
For real? Where you heard that?
It's somebody I know actually went to go see that shit. Now, I've saw the reviews, and the reviews for it were pretty bad.
For real?
Yeah.
I guess that's why, if it's something I really want to see, I just, you know, I just go. I don't really read up on it, you know?
Yeah.
I can definitely see, like, it not being, like, the best shit ever, but a turd, you know?
Yeah.
Hold on, it's 86% fresh, you know?
That must have changed a whole lot since I, because somebody told me it was bad, and I was like, really? And I looked it up on, was it on Metacritic? I thought it was on Rotten Tomatoes, and it got really bad reviews. I don't know. Maybe they updated since I looked at it.
Yeah. You can't really go by, like, the first day's reviews because it only be, like, 5. Like, and if they bad, like, the percentage is terrible. So, 3 out of 5 bad on the first day.
I thought it was more than that, though. Okay.
Hold on. I'm looking at... I'm looking at Metacritic now because, yeah, I'm surprised, you know. I just got up and went, you know. I didn't know what the reviews were saying, but I can definitely see people, like, not thinking it was the best shit ever, but bad? Like,
bad, man.
That's kind of shocking to me, you know.
Okay.
So it says 67 on Metacritic.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's not great, but it's in the green.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, man. Matt Damon plays a knight in the king's court. He's like a curmudgeon. Like, no one likes him, but he a beast ass soldier. So he be fighting all these battles and shit. But you know, his finances are fucked up, but he got a good like family name. Like, his father was a great knight and he's a great knight. And so, you know, back in those days, your name carries a lot of weight. So a lot of people wanted to marry their daughters off to him. So Jodie Comer's dad in this joint, he needed to, you know, marry his daughter off. So yeah, Matt Damon was like the most eligible bachelor. Again, like, his name had a lot of prestige, so you know, this father wanted his family's legacy to be tied to this name. So he married his daughter off to Matt Damon, and Matt Damon's best friend is Adam Driver. So they be fighting in battles together, but Adam Driver isn't like the best. He's not a beast soldier like Matt Damon, but he can hold his own. He actually saved Matt Damon's life in like one of the opening scenes in the first battle. He saved his life. So anyway, they end up fighting over Matt Damon's new wife because she accuses Adam Driver of raping her, and they break this movie down. And of course it's three acts, but they titled the three acts is his story, is Matt Damon's story, Adam Driver's story, and then the truth. That's, you know, that's what they say. So they show everything leading up to like the rape scene three times. It's real good, man. I love the way they did it. Love the way they told the story, man. Like, it never gets boring seeing it three times. Slightly nuanced in the way, like, you know, they shot the rape. Or the affair, if you want to believe what you want to believe. But, yeah, man. And then, you know, they tell the story three times, and then like there needs to be like an ending. Like, it's not going to just be, you know, his story against hers. Like, Matt Damon, like, this man done dishonored my house. He's, you know, dishonored my wife. Like, yeah, he got to pay up. And Adam Driver's like, nope, he sullied my name. Like, I ain't do shit. So they got to fight it out, man. And so they have a duel, starts out with the joust. And yeah, them niggas fall off them horses, man. And the real fun begins. And it's some good fighting. I like when it's fighting where it ain't too clean, you know? Like, not too choreographed. Because you know how it look like when, you know, two grown-ass men fight. Like, you know, motherfuckers start getting tired real early and shit. Like, it looked realistic as fuck. It looked real gritty, you know. So, yeah, no sleep, you know. It's a really good movie. Really good movie. Ben Affleck was real good, too. Like, it's a different kind of role for him.
You mean Matt Damon?
No, Ben Affleck is in it.
Oh, he's in this shit, too?
Yeah. He plays like, he's not the king. He's like a duke. But Matt Damon works for him underneath the king. Like, Matt Damon, like, he like the nigga at work who be Cuban being his immediate supervisor and shit. Be like, nah, I work for the director, nigga. Like, not you.
Okay.
So, yeah. Like, every time Ben Affleck be like, yeah, man, you need to listen to what the fuck I say. Matt Damon be like, man, I work for the king. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. and then he just be like, what do you call him? My lord. And then he walk away, you know. It's real good, you know. Definitely recommend it, man. But Ben Affleck, he the comedian in this joint. You need some comic relief because this shit is a rough story. It's a rough, you know, it's a rough period they covering. So everybody look ugly as fuck. Like Matt Damon look, he look hideous, Sean. This nigga got a mullet, his teeth all fucked up. Yeah, it's crazy.
I might go check this one out.
Right. Yeah, kudos to the makeup artist. She made these motherfucking people who usually look motherfucking immaculate look terrible. Or he did. I don't know who the fuck did the makeup, but they look fucking hideous, man. These some ugly motherfuckers. Wait, right. Yeah, good movie. That's it. I ain't really watching nothing else on TV, man.
Nah, we watched the motherfucking You.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. Because I blew through it so fast, I don't forgot all about it. But, yeah, man, excellent as always, you know.
Yeah, man. Like, they do an uncanny job of making you act like a goddamn fool talking to that motherfucking TV screen, you know. I be like, man, why would you do that?
Huh? Hey, Tone, I knew by the second episode she had to go, young.
Hey, dog.
I started getting mad, young. I was like, she crazy for real crazy. I'm like, he crazy. I knew crazy, by the
first
but...
one, young. Yeah. She got mad at her and killed her in the fucking store. I'm like, come on, young.
Yeah.
Like, I know they live in motherfucking Happy Town and shit, man, but every fucking corner got cameras, and like, it'd be pretty easy to fucking snatch her ass up, young, and connect the dots, young. And goddamn, young, she was just so fucking needy, and nothing he did was right enough until she killed somebody and had to fuck him.
Right.
And realized she still loved him again because he had to clean everything up. I was like, yeah, please, young. She got the go-go.
I mean, I'm not going to look at it rationally, like, he could have done something to, you know, make her think normally. Because she was crazy. Just like he crazy. She talking about, like, you don't find me attractive no more and all that. So I'm like, he not a normal person? I'm like, you, come on now. Of course he gonna look at another woman. Like, he goes from woman to woman, like, being obsessed with him. And he, you know, destroys the previous person. Like, that's the pattern. So, I was going into the season tone, I was hoping, like, they would have some kind of love triangle where she could stay in the picture because I like the character so much and I like the actress.
Yeah.
But when she started acting stupid, nigga, I was completely on Joe's side. I said, kill her. She gonna fuck it up for everybody. She gonna fuck it up for you. She gonna fuck it up for the baby. She gots to go.
Yeah, the only thing I ain't fuck with is, like, how this season they made her look so fucking messy. I'm like, this is a person who got away with murder before, doing this dumb shit and not having a fucking plan. Like, her plan was, call Joe.
Right.
Like, for real, you a fucking seasoned murderer, young, and you don't have no fucking plan ever.
I got mad at her key hiding skills. Like, he hid his key, and I was like, ooh, that's real good. She put that shit in that, man. I said, this bitch. I said, somebody gonna find. I said, all you gotta do is knock that shit over, and it's gonna spill out.
Yeah.
I was like, who told her that's good, young?
Yeah, they didn't do her character no favors in the brains department this season. She was just,
yeah, they kind of made her stupid, you know.
Yeah,
you're right, it was a little beneath the character,
stupid and like over emotional. She wasn't this emotional last season, you know. And
hell no, you know,
when she went batshit, she had a fucking plan.
I fucks with her mom too. Her mom was like, look, I might be a motherfucking drunk, but here's what you need to know.
Right.
Like, shorty, like, I love her, but she ain't all there, man. Yeah. Not that she's a great judge of character, because she was telling that shit to a serial killer. But she felt bad for Joe. She was like, look, I don't know what you think you done got involved in, but shorty ain't all there.
She named her nickname for her fucking son after dude, young. I'm like, come on, young. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, so I want to see if he gonna follow that sister all over the world trying to find her, young.
Just leave her alone, young.
I was like, yeah. At the end, I was like, please don't find her. I was like, just let her go in the hiding. They need to bring back that little girl whose sister he killed in the previous season so she can fry his ass.
She gonna come back like my fucking Vivica daughter, young.
Yeah, that'd be a good look. But yeah, it wasn't as good as last season, but it was a damn good season, man. And I'm looking forward to season 4.
Yeah, man. I blew through that shit through the weekend, man. Especially Saturday when it fucking rained, shut everything the fuck down. I was like, yep, that'll be it. Yeah, it wasn't nothing else going on, so I got through all but like 2 episodes, and then I actually knocked those off on Sunday during the late game, because it wasn't nothing I really wanted to see in the late games and shit. It was only like 3 fucking games and shit, so yeah, man, another good season. What else we got here? Before we get to Succession, I was saying earlier when I was waiting for La Brea, I realized that Fear the Walking Dead had come back on Sunday. So I was like, all right, I'll give it, a shot and see for like the first fucking 15, 20 minutes and shit and see if I want to watch it, man. Dog, this season, man, it is fucking dark as fuck, young. So, where'd you leave off? Did you finish last season of Fear?
Nah, bro. I don't know where I left off. Like, yeah. Last thing I saw was Strand had found that Ruben Blades,
Yeah. So.
Found him again.
Yeah, again. I think he did now. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, at the end of last season, there was this crazy, it's always a fucking crazy cult leader and shit, young, but this motherfucker had like an underground society that everybody was functioning, and he wanted to venture out, and he found the plans for this motherfucking submarine that had these goddamn nuclear warheads and shit, and he wanted to like wipe out half a fucking, the motherfucker, the United States and shit. And then they were trying to stop him, but eventually he, mounted one of the motherfuckers and flew it. So the end of the season was like, Strand had was held up in a big ass fucking warehouse and shit. And he saw the fucking nuclear blast go off and shit. And he thought that everybody died, including Alicia. Because Alicia's like the only person that kind of got to him at some point or whatever. And got him to take that fucking facade down and be honest and shit with her. So he had a certain level of respect for her. I guess, besides fucking Nick, that was the only person he fuck with like that. So he thought all of them were dead or whatever after the blast. So this building, this motherfucking warehouse that he's inside of, he ran inside there and found dude, I forgot the actor's name, but he plays that motherfucking doctor trying to poke them holes inside Baby Yoda on The Mandalorian. And this motherfucker, I guess he was either preparing for some nuclear holocaust, or he was just dealing with what You know, the world had become with these fucking zombies and shit, man. And he was, like, just stockpiling a whole bunch of, like, fucking paintings and fucking art and, like, stuff to build motherfucking crops and shit inside of a fucking building or on the roof or whatever. So, you know, Strand ended up with this dude. And I guess, you know, fast forward to now or whatever, like, he done chumped dude and took all his shit or whatever. And now he's created his own little fucking society outside the blast radius or whatever. And they're going out on missions to find people and bring them back or whatever, because he's looking for Alicia. And anything, like, linked to Alicia, you know, that's a like the one piece of the puzzle that's unfinished for him and shit. So some dude comes back with a chain that Alicia had on and shit, and that, like, takes them out into the fucking, like, you know, the nuclear radius or whatever, and they find the old bunker that Alicia was in, but all the motherfuckers are either dead or turned to zombies and shit. So she's still out in the wild right now. And it's just, like, a big fucking mess, young. But, like, it's real dark, because everybody fucking dead. The fucking zombies are walking around, like, with, like, no fucking skin and shit, because that damn bomb went off, young. Like, yeah, this shit went from, like, kind of fun to, you know, real fucking desolate, man. It's kind of like the jump from Terminator 2 and everything, like, big, shiny, big explosions and shit to motherfucking Salvation, where everything's just fucking desolate, you know? So, they need to shake the fucking show up, and this might be, a good little turn, you know? Like, this joint in the OG joint the past two seasons, man, looking a lot better than maybe a few of the previous seasons, because they've definitely, you know, like I said, shaking things up. So, that's Fear, and, what else we got? I just finished watching Succession. So, what'd you think about that, Sam? Thought they were off to a good start.
Same, yeah. Solid start. I'm still Team Kendall for sure. Because he's just the only one not kissing his father's ass. Like, that's the thing for me right now. Like, it's starting to be annoying, even though it looks like at the end of the episode, Shiv is headed over to Kendall's ex-wife's apartment. I think that's going to be her move. So she finally seeing the light. But yeah, like, the father, I don't dislike him, but it's just like, damn, he a big bully, young. Like, I'm over his tough and gruff bullying act, young. I'm just like, can't y'all see him for what he is, young? He's a motherfucker. Daddy though, yeah. Yeah, he a relic of a bygone era, like, but they don't love him for him being a dad, you know. They love him for being a titan of an industry, you know. And they want his approval for that. Like, the daddy shit is mixed up in it, but it's like, they never really saw him as just a dad. Like, he represents something bigger to them. And that's what his life is defined by. Like, his success establishing, like, a multi-billion-dollar media corp, and they think that's what he has to be, and they need to do it the way he did it. And Kendall is the only one who's looking at the shit like, okay, I want to do this too, but I don't have to do it the way he did it. And the other ones are just, it just seems like they want his approval to, like, step into his shoes.
All except the oldest dude.
Oh, yeah, he crazy, though. Nobody take him serious. It'd be different if he was doing something completely different and succeeding at it, you know? But he all over the place, Tom.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, that separates him from the rest of them, because he really don't care about that shit, like... He had his shot. It wasn't for him, and now he's perfectly fine, you know, wifing up whores and, you know, living life.
Yeah. But yeah, man, gonna be a good season. What's my man named Roman? Yeah. When he was on that phone stuttering and jibber jabbing, yeah. Tone. I actually busted out laughing, you know.
Hey, dog, he wanted it so bad, didn't he? And he's like, yeah, but if it was me, I'm not saying that. But it's not me. And because at first I thought that was his play, because he thought that it was no way his father was going to pick him, and he was trying to angle for the old chick or whatever. But I was like, hold up, you know, he really is nervous because he think he got a chance, you know?
Yeah, he was lunching, you know? I ain't laughed that hard since my dog Favreau left like 5 messages on that girl Nikki answering machine in Swingers, you know? And she finally picked up and said, don't ever call me again, you know? It reminded me of that, you know, because when he hung up, Dad said, Roman's out.
Yeah, he's out.
He said he out. Nigga, I let out the biggest laugh, you know. I said, now that's good writing right there, you know. He said that shit so. He put that head down like Brown and said, Roman's out. I said, yeah, dog. I said, yeah. He definitely out. Because that shit was pathetic. Oh man, them dudes good.
I fuck when he found out Shiv ain't get it, and he called her and broke the news to her, yeah.
Oh, he's another little sniveling asshole, ain't he?
Yeah. He's on that bed partying, yeah.
Yeah. Shiv was like, yeah, new plans, yeah. We going here.
Yeah, but shit, the only thing about Kendall, young, he's a motherfucking drug addict, young, who's gonna be under a deal of pressure, young. He gonna fold again, young.
Oh, I know. That's what's gonna be sad, young.
Like, dog, I can completely see his father, like, setting some shit up and, like, just having drugs available somewhere he's gonna be, young. And yeah, just putting his money on the house, Sean. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Look forward to that joint. What else we got? You still ain't up on his BMF yet, are you?
Nah, I be just looking at that joint like, do I really want to start this show? Nah, I ain't started it yet. Yeah,
hey man, I didn't know the lead was actually Meech's real son.
I thought somebody told me, told me that I didn't know whether it was a son or whatever, but I knew one of his relatives was in the shit.
Yeah, I think his wife or ex-wife or whatever is like one of the executive producers, and yeah, like the character plays Meech is his son. So yeah, just taking that into consideration, like he's not a bad actor, yeah. Like, you know, for this part anyway, like it's believable. Man,
I cannot wait to see Taye Diggs as Young Jeezy, yeah.
He's Jeezy, young?
Man, yeah, that news came down the timeline. I just busted out laughing, young.
Hey, young, that nigga gonna be in that 5XT, young? That snowman on it, young?
So hey, weird, young.
Hey, that's all right, young. That's all right, young. Yeah, I seen 50 antagonizing, not sure if you know, like, they actually had a fucking BMF label, and like one of the rappers on there, well, the rapper that probably most associated with them, was this nigga named Blue Da Vinci. So, like, I guess he wasn't contacted about the show and shit. So, he and his feelings and shit, you know, just going off like, yeah, if they represent me wrong, I'ma go up on that set and I'ma do this and I'ma do that or whatever. And yeah, man. 50 been clowning this nigga for like the past few weeks and shit. That nigga really, really mad, young. So that's pretty good to see if they, it'll be pretty good to see if they even bring him into the fold. But that would even be like It's like that Wu-Tang shit, man. That wouldn't be to like late season 2 or season 3, depending on how this fucking story goes, because these motherfuckers still are like the fucking 80s, young. Like, these motherfuckers got, they ain't got flat top shit, young. Like, they just like wearing shags and shit, young. But yeah, man, the joint's pretty good so far, man. A few of these motherfucking Empire characters done popped up. They got the girl who played Young Cookie in there, and the girl who was the main R&B chick who was what was the youngest dude's name on Empire? God damn, it's been that fucking long.
Oh, man. It's been a minute, you know. I don't remember.
His real name was Yashir or whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah. The girl who played Tiana. That was her name on the show, yeah. She's on his joint as Meech's baby mama. And got my girl Cash Doll in here. Yep. She had a real nice, good sex scene in the first episode. Showed it all. Yep. But, yeah, man. I'm fucking with it. I dropped up the third episode yesterday, so I'm all caught up on that. Hey, after your review last week, dog, like, I couldn't find a full HD copy, but I didn't care, you know. I just wanted to get it over with, you know. I found a cam of that Venom, you know. Sam.
What you think, you know?
Yeah, you know. If I was Daniel Craig, I would be hating like shit. Like, y'all going to see this shit, not come to see my movie, you know?
Yeah, it's some ridiculous bullshit, man.
Dog. Nigga, as much as I hated Love after one episode of you, young, that motherfucking Venom voice, dog, 3 minutes in, young, I was like, I cannot wait until this movie's over.
Yeah, it's just real stupid.
Over the top silly, young. Why can we not eat him? I am hungry. You said we can eat Tom after 5 o'clock.
That's pretty good. If. Tom getting his checks. I know he be in that sound booth acting stupid as shit, you know.
Hey, yeah. Terrible, yeah. But people seem to like it, you know. So, yeah, but Woody was good, and boy, yeah. She's a good actress. I hope she got out of her system, but was it Naomi Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah, she don't need to do no more movies like that. You know?
Look, man. Actors like this, like Woody being art house shit, Naomi Harris being art house shit, Tom Hardy being art house shit, Michelle Williams, they being, like, them the kind of people who need to do shit like this to support their careers while they do shit where they only get motherfucking $100,000 to spend 6 weeks shooting a movie, you know? Like, I completely understand it, man.
She started laughing like motherfucking Rudy when she dressed up as a witch on a Cosby Show, yeah.
Hey, don't you be embarrassed for them, young people that talented, young. They be like, acting stupid as shit, man, for that money.
I said, oh no, young.
I knew it was over when Gary Oldman started doing stupid ass movies, you know. I was like, people need their checks, man.
That's ridiculous, man.
Gary Oldman started doing. I remember when motherfucking Jeremy Irons popped up in fucking Die Hard. This almost 30 years ago. Jeremy Iron would have, man, he did not do no shit like that. But they came to him with a check, and he was like, man, look, I can't play in Shakespeare forever.
Right.
Like, this is crazy. Back then, that shit was probably like $3 million. That's a lot of fucking money, dog.
But at least it's some fucking, like, nuance and some respect, but like, you know, shit. Ian Dog put that motherfucking helmet on, young. As that knee toe, young, like, it's some respect attached to that, young. What? That shit.
No, it ain't.
Shit. Compared to the shit Naomi Harris just did, young? Man, are you kidding me?
That old motherfucker was attached to wires and shit. I'm just cooking, thinking about them yelling action.
Go ahead, young.
That Sir Ian floating on them wires, young. He's scared as shit. Oh, God. Hold up. It ain't safe up here.
Your dog was looking regal up there, young.
Yeah,
he was looking regal up there, young. She motherfucking escaping a big ass explosion in the motherfucking the Dukes of Hazzard car, young. All she didn't do was yell yee-haw, young. I said, my God, young. For a check.
Yeah. I get it, young. Some are worse than others. You're right. Some are worse than others.
Hey, speaking of them heroes, you know, you see that new Batman trailer, yeah?
No, I actually didn't, man. Is it good?
Hey, yeah, this joint about to be dark and violent as fuck, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is supposed to be, I think, year 2 Batman. So I think he's still working that code thing out, young. He stabbed motherfuckers in the arm and shit, yeah. Trying to get him to give up that information. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good, bro. It's going to be good, man.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where they pick up. I know they said they ain't going to show his parents dying again. Because we done saw that shit so many times. So, yeah. Can't wait to see it, you know?
Yep. Shit. That Dune dropped this weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that joint with my wife. Cause we were gonna go to the theater to see it, but yeah, no use in paying. Yeah, go buy some motherfucking popcorn and some motherfucking couple bags of M&Ms and watch that shit.
Yeah, it's something else that dropped this Friday also. The Halloween joint dropped last week. It's Dune.
Halloween not streaming though, is it?
I think it's streaming on Peacock.
Halloween?
I believe so.
That's crazy. That's wild, man. I would have never guessed that. I mean, Halloween? Either way.
I'm saying to my remote to see if it's up. Somewhere. Yeah, Halloween Kills is on Peacock, yep.
That's crazy. But yeah, I already have it, so I'll check it out eventually. Man, I got that joint. I got the card counter on the USB. I got a few things, you know. I just gotta watch them.
I cannot believe a good copy of Shang-Chi ain't dropped yet, young. They are pressed.
Ain't they, young?
It's been like 2 months, young.
The joint's still caking, young. Is it approaching 3 now?
I don't know, young. But I'm like, you know, I guess it's working for them and shit, young. Oh, shit. I mean, you see all movies got pushed back from the MCU, right?
Nah, I didn't know that. Why?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's they scared about like movies like fucking the 007 shit not doing any numbers, dog. Cause like Shang-Chi, I think that was just a throwaway. Like they wasn't expecting that much from that shit, young. But they really think that they're gonna wait this shit out and everybody's gonna come back to the theaters. But you know why you have people who are willing to go back, you know, it's like, you know, you going back, whatever. It's a lot of people who are not going back anytime soon, you know. Like I'm good, you know.
Man, Candyman did pretty good.
It's just not a priority anymore. Like you think it is. I think Jabari did a joint in one of our, group joints or whatever.
Yeah, that Carnage, that's a sight, you know. That shit gonna make 200, man. That's wild.
What is the fucking the end for that? Oh yeah, so Doctor Strange went from 3.5 to 5.6. Thor: Love and Thunder went from 5.6 to 7.8. Black Panther went from 7.8 to 11.11. They fucked that shit all up, you know. The Marvels, you know the fuck that is, went from 11.11 to 2.17.23.
What the fuck are the Marvels?
Nigga, don't get me started, dude.
Hold on, y'all. Let me look this up.
Is it gonna be about gotta be about Captain Marvel, right? She got a crew or some shit?
Man, I don't know, man.
The Marvels. Hold up. One of these people look like Captain America. Yeah, so that's my doc. So this is some comic book. The first joint I got was Reed Richards. So that's Fantastic Four. I see Wolverine. I see The Thing, Doctor Strange. Who the fuck is George Tarleton, Alan Racine, and Craig Crash Simpson? See, but like Feige be like, you know, reinterpreting all this shit, so you know, it might just be a whole bunch of other people, you know. See, so now I'm seeing a fucking picture of what's our girl, young, from Mad Men, who was on that WandaVision?
The Olsen girl.
Not her sister from Mad Men.
Tiana. Damn, I forgot her name.
So it's like her, Captain Marvel, and then another chick. So it might be a female Avengers type movie.
Right, because she got powers at the end of
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, so it looks like this might be a female Avengers joint.
Oh man, them nerds about to act stupid, you know. Tiana Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah, them nerds about to go off on this joint, you know.
I wonder whatever character she's playing, if like the origin, if she really was black or they made her black. Because if that's the case, you know, it's going to be double time, you know. Because they already hate Brie Larson. So anything attached to her, yeah, good luck.
Okay. Yeah, look like that's gonna be pretty interesting, you know. Can't wait.
Yeah, so
I'm on the Marvel page now. They showing, they got the joint I'm most looking forward to out of all these movies they showing in the lineup is Blade, you know. I wanna see what they do with Blade.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about Thor.
This little post that Barry sent me, it didn't have all every movie and shit. So maybe they didn't move some of the movies and shit. And this is just the ones that have been moved.
And Ant-Man can go fuck itself. Some damn quantum mania.
Come on, man. You don't want to see T.I. Young trying to figure out some equations, young?
I think they got rid of his ass. They done spread this shit out far enough where they gonna slide Bow Wow in there, you know.
Hey. Can we attach to two of the biggest franchises ever, you know?
You'll never get him to shut up, you know. He gonna be like, look at my track record. 20 times platinum. A top 5 TV show He's just going to be slicing it, you know.
Yeah.
Countless BET awards. Anyway.
Yeah. I wonder if he count his platinum records for being on that motherfucking skit on Doggy Style, yeah.
Niggas like that count everything.
Hey, I can't hate on that, you know. Hey, nigga, if I was dead, it count, you know.
Yeah.
Did he come back in that last Fast and Furious 2? Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sicing that big-ass rocket they built, you know.
Yeah, he so helped niggas get the space, you know.
Yeah, it's blast Black Tie and Ludacris out to space, you know?
It's a fucking shame, you know. We called that shit, what, 5 years ago?
But, you know, let's not give ourselves too much credit. Where else were they going to go? It was getting more ridiculous with each movie, you know. Each movie, they started acting dumber and dumber. So we were like, yeah. They gotta go to space, you know.
Yeah.
What a bunch of assholes, man.
They got there before Tyler did, you know. Just beat them.
True. Wait, did Madea go to space?
I don't know. You the Madea specialist, you know.
Not that I know of. I'm in full support of it, though.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, that's all I got. Haven't watched my Clinton impeachment joint last night. I was watching that BMF and that Brea.
I ain't finished La Brea, you know. What'd you think of this last episode?
Well... Somebody got electrocuted to death, so they know that somebody there is somebody. Yeah, and this nigga was laying dead of shock, young, and they were like, well, couldn't have been no big-ass Sasquatch because he would have ate him, so something else going on here, young. So some little girl saw it, but her sister, I think they were in a cult or something because she don't want to let her talk to nobody, young. And first she said that she couldn't talk or whatever. But then she's like, right. Nah, I saw the guy. So he's like, she can talk. It's like, she can't talk to you guys anymore. You're upsetting her. I'm like, this, they've been in a cult or something. I think they killed the cult leader, who may or may not have been their father, young. So you got that going on. You got that going on. The dude that, the main, like, lady protagonist, whatever, who was cheating on her husband with, while he was seemingly going crazy, but he's really seeing this other fucking world that they're living in right now. He flew his motherfucking his aircraft into that fucking sinkhole, so he landed there, and, you know, I guess she got her old bow back and shit, man. They found that body was, like, surrounded by this motherfucking symbol. Like a big ass hand, like remember when Kawhi was with Nike, he had that big ass claw as his fucking symbol and shit, his right. logo. Yeah, mm-hmm. Every time this motherfucker killed somebody, he put that big ass logo around their body, you know, that big ass Kawhi tight. Hand, you know.
Tight.
So at the end of the episode, they picked up some activity on this motherfucker's broken ass airplane, like some like radioactivity and shit. Couple miles away, and they kind of leave off where they find a whole bunch of motherfucking huts, and all the damn huts have that big ass Kawhi claw in the front of them and shit. So somebody was living there, young, and apparently back on regular Earth or whatever, they found out that it's been like 4 other events like this. So, you know, they haven't said when the events took place. So this guy who's probably living there now probably was probably one of the first, you know, events or whatever. And yeah, man, they starting to unravel this shit, dog. Cause I was getting tired of seeing these motherfucking pterodactyls and big ass mammoths keep on surprising everybody. Like, yes, motherfucker, you are in the BCs, young. Get over it.
Right.
Like, no, it can't be. Like, motherfucker, you see this shit? That big ass mammoth came and ate all the goddamn food, and people still went track like they didn't believe what they saw. You know, I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that shit was blowing me. I'd have been believing every goddamn thing I saw, you know.
Right.
Just nothing being around would have been enough for me.
Yeah. That and when them goddamn tar pits was the exact same place as the tar pits in modern day LA. It's like, yeah, well.
Yeah, all right, that big ass, that big crack in the sky too. You know, if I saw some shit like that in real life, I'd be like, hey, we ain't in the regular world, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that shit don't look right.
All right.
So, I'd have stayed on that motherfucking bus with my scared ass. I'd be like, look, y'all need y'all clothes folded or something? Like, I'm willing to work, but I'm not going out there. Like, I'll wash everybody's clothes. I do whatever y'all need, but I'm not going out hunting, you know?
You see when they had the big black lady security guard hand out motherfucking rationing out food, you know?
Yeah. I was so happy she wasn't dead, you know. I was on my walk, you know. I saw that shit. I smiled so big, you know.
Dog.
I was like, yeah, you know.
She froze and dropped that baby roof, you know. I was like, man, she'd have been eating so quick, you know. Because she paused for a good second, you know. I was like, man, if her feet ended up in this nigga's mouth, you know, like, that'd be a cruel ass way to stop this motherfucker. Episode, you know, but yeah, she wilded away and shit.
Right.
All right. Yep. So that's TV this week. I think another series starts on Apple TV. I think it's called Invasion. I think that's what's about to start. I'm gonna catch that this weekend. And oh yeah, the newest episode of The Morning Show dropped. I guess they drop on Thursdays, right?
Yeah, so probably midnight.
Yeah, so that was good. We probably should just go ahead and recap that joint when it's done.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay. All right. All I have is a BP headline sites of the weekend. I'm not sure how long this caused waves, but I saw when it first happened on the Collie. Fat Joe said the baby is 2021's Tupac.
Yeah, been hearing that a lot.
Yeah. Between that shit and Kyrie's Ali, young, like, niggas just need to stop giving their motherfucking analogy takes, young.
Oh, nigga, I saw Chris Brown supporting Kyrie today. I closed my computer so fast. I said, I already knew they was tight. Like, they've been tight since Kyrie's rookie year. So I already knew that. But I was like, man, look, keep that friendship on the low. Because all these years, they've been friends. Like, nobody ain't never used it against Kyrie. But now, people might try to pull it out, like, and this shows what kind of person he is, too. Because Chris Brown, like, so I'm like, Chris, just chill, you know. Mind your business.
Yeah. All right, any outrage? What's going on this week?
Oh, man. I don't know, you know.
Besides, rest in peace, Colin Powell being the reason why you don't need to get vaxxed because it don't work.
Man, anything to do with that fucking, anything COVID related, like, I'm over it, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Colin Powell was That was a surprise, you know. That was a surprise. Not of what he died of or whatever. Just the fact that he died, man. I was like, because that man was in you know, seemingly great health. Like, I worked on a project 3 summers ago, and I got to meet him, got to interview him. He's a good guy, man. Like, his story was cool. Just why he went into the military and stuff. It was just funny. He was like, man, I just need to do something. He's like, it wasn't no shit about serving my country or nothing. He's like, man, I needed to get the fuck out of, I think he's from Brooklyn. Harlem. He's like, yeah, you're right. He's like, I need to get the fuck out of there, you know? He's like, so, you know, talk to my parents. Had to go. He was 17. He dipped, you know. And he was like, the main thing he remembered, he had I forget what the fuck they call the officer who trained all of, like, the new people or whatever. But he was just like, the dude told me, he was like, I don't want to hear nothing about your motherfucking story or how you think you black or you whatever, and like, you know, ain't no chance for you to move up here. He was like, the military is the biggest meritocracy in the world. He's like, you follow orders, you shut your goddamn mouth and listen. He's like, you can make a hell of a living and move up here and be a part of, like, some really, like, life-changing shit. Like, you can be in the inner circle making some decisions that really impact this country. He's like, man, I heard that shit. And he was like, I just knew the dude wasn't lying. He like, it was just something about the way he said it. He was like, I just committed my life to the military right then and there. He was like, I was just going to make the most of it. So, yeah, it was just interesting to hear him tell his story. It was funny because the project ain't had shit to do with his life. There was just some shit he was just... We just happened to capture it on camera. Because we just asked him basically to introduce himself. And he went into his whole goddamn life story. So, but that was great, man. He was a really good man. So, yeah, I was sad that he passed. But, yeah, that wasn't no outrage for me. Like I said, I ain't tripping off nothing to do with that, the vaccine or COVID. I don't even know what the numbers are no more, you know. God damn, I'm tired of it, Tone.
Well, shit, I saw some numbers today, like, not to be insensitive and shit, man, but, you know, you see the numbers at 500,000, 600,000, 700,000, 700, I think it was like 750 last time that I paid attention or whatever. Man, what was on DCS today, man? It said that since the middle of June, all but one COVID-related death has been of an African-American in D.C., you know? See, so, yeah, I really don't need to hear nothing from, you know, from anybody after that, you know?
Right.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, man, shout out to Colin Powell. You know, just to put a little respect in his name. He's the first black national security advisor, black, you know, chairman of the Joint Chiefs Staff and Secretary of State. And, you know, you never, like, you know the nuances of the things that people do until people, like, have, like, specific things that affected them. So, we were talking, my man Malik. He went to medical school in Cuba, and he was like, Bush shut down the visas and shit at some point while he was over there, and like Colin opened that shit up, and he was the reason why people from America were allowed to study overseas for a certain point in time, because they were just like, you know, trying to cut off all communication and shit and try to put the fucking strangle hold on you know, nations like Cuba or whatever, man. So, man, he did a lot for a lot of people, man, specifically for, you know, someone I knew. So, just thought that was a cool anecdote. But, yeah, man, I didn't know he had fucking cancer. I didn't know he had Parkinson's. So, you know, rest in peace. There's nothing else going on with another outrage, man?
Nothing that comes to mind, bro.
Because I'm completely out of it, you know? Like, I seen that Ben shit. I know that Kyrie shit is still going on, and that's about it, you know? And that's just sports.
I mean, both of them going to go on because people going to keep covering it, but it ain't really nothing happening. It's just, it's easy news. It's easy filler news for whatever news outlet wants to cover it. They can find a new, you know, latest news on both of those situations when there is no latest news. Neither one of them dudes saying shit and nothing is happening. Neither one of them are on a different team. There's literally no news to it, but I don't know how many times they're going to interview Kareem about this goddamn vaccine, you know. It's like,
bro, he's a go-to guy, some shit, you know?
Yeah, it's like, Gary not going to change his mind, you know. It's over. His girl got him thinking that motherfucking tea tree oil can heal everything. It don't matter. It don't matter, you know. You can say whatever the fuck you need to say. He not getting shot up with that fucking vaccine, you know. And this wouldn't be... No, this wouldn't be no motherfucking problem if there wasn't a mandate. We would not be talking about this shit. We would just be talking about his on-the-court play. He could be out there unvaccinated as shit, and niggas would be none the wiser, or they would know, and wouldn't have shit to say. It wouldn't be all of this shit about, oh, he visited that Indian reservation, and he didn't care nothing about them people. I'm like, nigga, shut up. You don't care nothing about them people either. Like, just shut up. Like, it's just, the whole thing is just giving people an opportunity to get their shit off. Because if they really cared about unvaccinated players endangering other people, these niggas would not be on Twitter popping their pussies for Lamar Jackson every fucking week. Every week, you know, this unvaccinated nigga is out there beasting. And nobody says shit. So it's like, I don't believe none of you niggas on Twitter. I don't believe none of you believe what you're saying. Like, I don't believe everybody just getting their shit off so they can get a pat on the back. Just like how Charles Barkley did last night. It's like, just shut up, you know? The nigga not getting vaccinated is not your problem. Why y'all keep going over the same talking point, chum? It's crazy. He said you don't get vaccinated for yourself, you do it for other people. And everybody patting him on his back and shit. And I'm like, that would be great if I didn't see how other players who aren't vaccinated are being treated across all sports. Like, Bradley Beal is playing tonight. No one is going to be bothering Bradley Beal because he's playing. If Kyrie were allowed to play, it wouldn't be a big story. It wouldn't be about him risking other people's safety.
Oh, shit. So hold up. Is Brad vaxxed?
No!
Yeah, man. I'm going to keep up with my regular practice and pay attention to that shit at Christmas, you know? I'm good, you know?
It's like, I just be wanting to know what people are actually talking about. I be like, okay, if you want to say Kyrie is hurting his team by not being vaccinated, well, obviously, he's hurting his team. Like, but when niggas got to take it a step further, and start getting into personal shit like, oh, look what kind of person he is. He went to that reservation and risked them poor Indians' lives, blah, blah. First of all, he's a member of that community. He's an enrolled member of the fucking tribe. So he has as much right to be there as any other person. Like, they're not some poor motherfucking species that he's colonizing and bringing diseases to. Like, They have fucking thermometers on the reservation. They have testing on the reservation. I'm sure he got tested. I'm sure he had his temperature taken. They acted like he was motherfucking John Smith walking up in there. I heard about money. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, bruh? Oh, if he loved these people, he wouldn't walk in there with... Shut up. Go root for Lamar. Just shut up. Like, niggas really been tripping and showing their ass, y'all. It's crazy, y'all. Like I said, man, if he was playing, none of this shit would matter, man. So I guess that's my outrage listening to people like attack this man character, you know. I one side of their mouth would be like, oh, he did this and that. He bought George Floyd family, this and that, and he built that well for them Pakistanis. But you know, he not vaxxed, and that's endangering people's lives. He killing people. Shut up. That nigga in his goddamn loft in Brooklyn minding his business, you know. And if he ain't around his friends, that's where he is, you know. If he kill his friends, that's between him and his friends, you know. Mind your business, you know.
Alright, I was trying to find something else that might be outrage worthy, but shit, found something probably even better, young. You heard about this Wheel of Time here, Sam? Huh?
The what now?
The Wheel of Time, young.
What's that about?
So this is a new Amazon Prime show. It's gonna be, I guess it looks kind of throny, young. And
yeah, I saw it. I know what you're talking about.
And I see that Damon Over said that the first four seasons of them Thrones, HBO spent $6 million per episode. The Amazon Prime is spending $10 million per episode for these wheels, young.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts November 22nd, I want to say. So, yeah. I'm interested, yeah. My tank has been tickled, yeah. I will give it a try. Hey, man. Amazon, they don't do a good job of promoting their shit, but their originals, they spend money on, bro. Like, that Chris Pratt joint. Like, that joint surprised me. I really enjoyed that shit, you know?
Yeah. Same. It definitely crept, you know?
Yep. So, there it is. All right. Yeah, not much outrage this week. People just outraged out, you know? I think the Dave Chappelle shit took a lot of people last week. It didn't, nothing came of it, you know.
I mean, they got what they was looking for. They got that apology from Netflix CEO.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it ain't Dave, but they made someone apologize. And ain't that what they really want? An apology from somebody?
Nah, somebody specific is what they wanted, man.
Oh, well, we know that ain't happening, but they just want to be, like, acknowledged, like, yeah, man, this hurt people's feelings. Like, you know, y'all are endangering our community. I'm just talking from their perspective. Y'all are endangering our community. And, yeah. We would like for someone to apologize for what Dave said. So, yeah. And for y'all promoting it and giving it a place to reach millions of people.
Hey, I see. Looks like the Dolphins might have a deal down for Deshaun soon.
Can't wait to see the specifics, Tone.
You and me both.
Cannot wait. I wonder what the fuck they gave up.
Bruh. I wonder how fucking petty the league gonna be in levying a fucking suspension for him now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, KB ain't here, but we need to get some of these emails, so can you read them, Johnny Sean?
Hold on. Yeah. Give me a second. I ain't got my phone, so let me go to my Gmail, yeah.
While you're doing that, on the bright side this week, no weird DMs in my Instagram. How about you?
Nah. Thank God. Huh? I mean, but I think I did put a block on them shits, too. go ahead, man. hold on. How far back do some of these go, you know?
So, people always hit us up after we recorded. So, it might go back 3 weeks, Sean. Yeah? So, today is the 20th.
That's what it looked like.
So, so it might be something dating back from the 6th.
All right. First one is called Feedback and Tank. From the H. What up, fellas? It's your boy H checking in. Fell off for a minute, but have been binge listening and playing catch up. Fam, I swear to God, y'all boys are good. Y'all be having me rolling. The one bit y'all went in on about how niggas would act if aliens started to make themselves known. Bruh, straight classic, comedic goal. And yeah, I said, when they start making themselves known because, they out there, man. Okay. Anyway, here's a tank from Wifey that I had to share. Me and Wifey were talking about new shows we could add to our lineup. She goes on to talk about how she wanted to watch something ratchet, something gangster. So she starts naming shows like P-Valley. The little Boosie movie. Oh, she's all over the place. That ain't a show. Raising Kanan. Raising Kanan. And the Big Boosie. Meech family. That's
hey, good. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Take this gonna be in that box, Sean.
Big Meech family.
Big Meech fan. Hey, Sam, you know what, yeah? It sound better, yeah?
Hey, I'm already cooking off that logo and seeing Big Meech family written under it, yeah? Niggas would be so mad, yeah?
The Big Meech family.
Hey, we should make t-shirts out of that. You know, you see us walking up on niggas who not up on how stupid we are and be like, y'all stupid as shit. It ain't the Big Meech family, you stupid ass nigga. Getting all mad, you know. Be like, nope, yes it is.
As long as we don't do no fucking tour stop in Detroit, young, in Atlanta, we might get shot.
I was about to say, young, if some niggas like for real, I bet I could make them mad enough to shoot me over it, you know. Yeah. I'm serious, young. Cause you know how stupid we are. We'd be like, nope, it's Big Meech family.
We'd be on jump time. We'd be like, boys, the man, ABC. the Big Beach Family. He'd be like, that shit ain't funny, nigga. This shit real.
Do you know who they are? What they did? Like, nope.
Oh, man, the Big Beach Family, huh? That's the name of the episode, yeah. Fuck that. That shit good, yeah.
Ain't it, yeah? They sound non-threatening like shit, yeah.
I know, yeah. He wouldn't have got no blocks, young.
They sound like they be giving out hugs, young. Meech be hugging his family at the end of every episode, young. We might get shot just for this, young.
I know, young. That's that KBDDS, y'all.
Oh, man. All right, hold on. I can't lie. I missed it when she first said it. I guess because it's sort of right. Right? But she kept saying it, y'all. So I had to correct her. Me. Babe. BMF stands for Black Mafia Family. Her. What? Who the hell is the Black Mafia? That's a great question. Hey, this is what happens when ignorance meets just logic, you know. She never heard of these motherfuckers. So she like, BMF, well, it's Big Meech, right? He got a family, Big Meech Family. That's got to be what BMF stands for.
Oh, so good, yeah, so good.
That's a great question, y'all. What the hell is the Black Mafia? Yeah. Oh, man, that's good. Anyway, yeah. What? Who the hell is the Black Mafia? Me. Shaking my head. I don't know. Anyway, I know, y'all. When somebody break down how stupid it is, you're like, yeah, that's kind of weird, you know? Anyway, y'all boys keep up the great work. We really appreciate the effort and dedication y'all put in each show, each week, throughout the years. You three have helped me through some stressful times. You're easily my favorite podcast. Thanks, fellas. H. Appreciate you, brother.
That, bro. Yeah.
And wifey as well. Yeah, yeah, she thanks. Good. You know? Keep them coming from her, because I know, yeah, with a mind like that, I'm sure she done come up with some other shit. Just asking regular questions, John.
She want to know.
Exactly. This one's from Creole Kid. Sorry for the long email. What up, Five Starters? Long time listener. I was having a back and forth with my homeboy, who's a big Duke fan, about Kyrie being anti-vax. I told my guy, Gary, that Kyrie isn't exactly a paragon of knowledge of science, with him being a flat earther and all. He said that was Kyrie's opinion, but I corrected Gary and told him the earth being round was an indisputable fact. He then says, no matter what, I'm going to be against Kyrie. I told LG he couldn't counter, then he drops this gem. Science claimed the earth was created by a sonic boom, but you are a Christian. Yeah, these niggas, I'm glad I wasn't nowhere near this conversation. So, the earth was created by a sonic boom, but you are a Christian and religion doesn't claim that. This nigga got fried for days. Now when I talk to him, I call him out in a New York Italian accent. I say, hey yo, Gary, boom boom. Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, He sent along the text, you know. Him and his boys group text, you know. Yeah, Gary getting cooked, you know.
I know he's getting ignorant, yeah.
Yeah. I ain't reading all that, but yeah. He getting fried, you know. That's pretty good. Gary.
Boom boom.
That's what your ass get, some damn sonic boom. Oh boy. All right, this next one is from Jericho. Salutations, Five Starter Crew. Been a while, bruhs, but I felt the need to write in. I know it's been a long ass time, but y'all are finally, but are y'all finally going to give thoughts on Mythic Quest? Yeah, we done forgot. I went out and actually watched the whole series off the strength of y'all recommendation, and I actually really liked it. I thought because I'm really into games, the show would be more surface level, but it is quality content. Yeah, I feel like it was getting its footing the first few episodes, but it really took off afterwards. Ian Grimes really started off as an ass, but now I actually like him. Still kind of weird that the little sister off Everyone Hates Chris is hot now. I had no idea that was her. But that's the cycle of life, I suppose. Circle of life. Anyway. I'm not all the way caught up on Wu-Tang, and y'all clowning the RZA boys really messed up my enjoyment of the show. I can't lie. It added to my enjoyment of the show. Hey, it make it better. It make it better, you know.
Hey, dog, why was I watching this joint last week, y'all? I meant to text y'all, like, how come that voice is so not RZA, but now every time I hear DMX, you know?
I can see that. I can see
it's
that.
It's way more DMX than it is RZA, you know?
Yeah.
That motherfucker start and stop and kind of seems unsure. And
it's just weird. He's real
emphatic about it. I'm like, yeah, that's, yeah. That's you know, that's prime DMX right there. You know?
Yeah, it's just strange. What are you guys' favorite episodes? I think season one, the episode where RZA was on tour and it was filmed like a pseudo one take, and the episode in season two where they switched to different perspectives are my fave so far. Still waiting to see the chess boxing episode. Question for Bossa, have you watched Only Murders in the Building? I keep skipping it when I open up Hulu. I'm going to get to it because I fucks with Steve Martin. So I'll get there. It's on Hulu and made by our boy Dan Fogelman. Had no idea he was involved, but yeah, that's his more incentive. I wanted something lighter to watch, and it really fit the bill. I feel like no one's watching it, but I'm really enjoying it. If you haven't heard of it, it's about a New York apartment building where murder takes place, and Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez investigate it while making a true crime podcast. Oh, so that's the plot? That's pretty good, yeah.
Solid, yeah.
From that description, it doesn't sound good, but trust me, it is. That actually sounds good, yeah. Speaking of podcasts, I had a question for K-Bass. Have you ever listened to the Black Cowboys podcast? It's a pretty good series, and it seems like it'd be in your interest. I also listened to the Monster DC Sniper podcast a while back and thought it was well put together, and I wonder what you guys thought would be on it. I didn't listen to it, so I don't know. I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, same.
I might check that out because, yeah, didn't even think about it. Thanks last week for the vaccine talk. I actually had to give a talk to staff about the vaccine and its safety since I'm the new director here. Meanwhile, my mom is firmly anti-vax. Shit is wild. Yeah. Family is, yeah. Shit is wild. Like, I know it's never really going to be over, but man, it's taking a toll on the broski. I ain't even going to get into Kyrie's tomfoolery. I don't have the capacity for it. A couple of tanks to drop off. Meanwhile, my wife were talking about Stranger Things, and she's like, yeah, that show with 11 and the underground thing that hit people, hold on, let me read this over, because I don't know what the fuck he said. Me and my wife were talking about Stranger Things, and she's like, yeah, that show with 11 and the underground thing I hit that people eyebrow sense in a tank. Alright. Yeah. He just worded this funny. So I guess he's saying he sensed the tank And he hit the eyebrow. He sensed the tank in the making. And she was like, the other world? She meant the upside down. Now I get it. I know what she getting at. Wife was talking about light skins. They're all just annoying. Like that one actor. Clarence Howard. Clarence. Yeah, she wrote Clarence Howard. You know, like it's a Clarence sale. Howard, yeah, instead of Terrence Howard. She said Clarence, you know. Man. She meant Terrence Howard. That's weird, you know. Last thing I found out, I passed my boards a couple of weeks back and wanted to give you guys a special shout out. It was a lot of long ass days and nights away from the fam, but I did allow myself to listen to one cast when it would air, and that was you guys. Y'all kept me sane during crazy times. Peace to be it. Congratulations, brother.
Congrats, man. Definitely.
Yeah.
And you know, just to answer this question, the Protect Your Neck episode of Wu-Tang, young, like that shit had me feel like a motherfucking kid, young, listening to 36 Chambers again, young. Like, yeah, all right, talked about it in length last week, young. That dude's mind works different, young.
Yeah. My favorite was probably the ferry ride where they all came to an agreement to go all in.
That was good too. Yeah.
Yeah. Next one is from Kevin. Jackson Mahomes knows how to get heat, wrestling term. Vince McMahon needs to sign him. The whole family is MAGA. Patrick and his mother worse. Patrick and his mother still may be. Why hasn't the commissioner been on? Oh. Still may be Zimmerman supporters. For real?
Jesus. Yeah.
Nah, that's got to be a slice. I ain't heard nothing about it. Mahomes a Zimmerman supporter? That don't seem right. Jackson should be forbidden from every NFL stadium for the next calendar year until October 17th, 2022. Why hasn't the commissioner been on TV to be transparent with the public? With Gruden's emails, and now with this Mahomes brother. I enjoy the show, and thank y'all for putting up great work every week. This nigga says, sent from my Sega Dreamcast, acting stupid, y'all. <you know? laughs> Oh, that's pretty good, y'all. Yeah. It'd been better if he says, sent from that web TV, y'all. You know? My cousin had web TV, and that shit was over in a week. Soon as she bought it, web TV was done, yeah. Anyway.
Hey, man, I didn't know this was a thing until Monday morning, and he was apologizing and shit. And I was like, boy, better be glad this wasn't the old motherfucking RFK. Yeah, he might not have made it out of there, bro.
Hey, Tom, I didn't even know Patrick Mahomes had a brother. When I saw Jackson Mahomes, I thought it was some new up-and-coming... Yeah, I thought it was some up-and-coming corny rapper who chose that name. So, yeah, when I saw him dancing and I started reading tweets, I'm like, this nigga got a brother? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Thought he was the only child, you know? Anyway... This next one's from Steve, titled Work Beef Electric Boogaloo. What's good, fellas? Hope all is well. Quick take from my pops. We were watching the Buccaneers game a couple of weeks ago, and this nigga was like, I ain't know they signed Richard Douglas. Oh, man. I replied, who? He says, oh, my bad, Sherman Douglas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he can't get them names lined up. He get the first one right and the last one right, first one wrong.
Oh,
God
man.
Damn, he can't link them up. You know, he right there. Right there.
That Richard Douglas, that shit sound like a motherfucker. Poet Laureate, young.
Douglas. You know why it's good, Young? He right there and he just keep throwing Douglas in it for no reason, Young.
That joint is static, Young.
He like, nope. I know it got something to do with Douglas, Young. Meanwhile, his ass got Richard Wright and Sherman Wright. I swear to God, Young. Old niggas do not be caring, Young.
Yeah, that's another one of them motherfucker Rare Tank Inception joints, Young. Like,
yeah, that's weird, Young.
Richard Douglas. Oh, man.
That's it's funny. It's funnier when you read it, when you looking right at it. This nigga say Richard Douglas and then Sherman Douglas. Just leave Douglas alone, nigga. Anyway. Again, I reply, who? This nigga meant Richard Sherman. Previously on Work Beef, I told you about Treasure and some of the weak ass niggas I work with, but I didn't include Treasure's underlings who also don't like me. First, there's another Myra with yet another stripper name, Chastity, or as I like. Go ahead, Young. Go ahead, Young. Oh, man. That don't sound like a real name, though. That's crazy. Or as I like to call. That's too bad, but I mean, I can talk. My niece named Candy, so. Or as I like to call her, Chestities.
Oh, gosh. Come on, Young. Come on, Young.
That's pretty good, Young.
Come on, Young. Don't. Hey.
And yes, Tone, she has a rack. Then there's the white girl.
Why did me? That seemed more apropos for KB, but go ahead, though.
Nah, because you the pun master, you know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Then there's the white girl who has meth mouth, built like
Jesus.
Built like a skinless potato. She's basically her flunky. They send her on Chick-fil-A and Starbucks runs daily. Lastly is my direct supervisor, a white nigga I went to school with.
This nigga, I know, man.
This nigga disgruntled like shit.
Yeah.
When I tell you this is the pussiest white man I ever encountered in my life, this nigga be getting chumped down in front of everybody on a daily basis by these hoes. Ain't no way if I'm a white man I'd be allowing that shit. What white guys got superpowers, Young?
That white man's burden, Young.
He say, ain't no way if I'm a white man, Young. Now, these four imbeciles call themselves the leadership team, constantly fucking up and passing blame on the others. Now, the backstory is done. Let's move on to the bullshit. So, as I stated before, I do not want the additional supervisor position we have opening up. Hold on, I did not want it, but I did apply for another position within the company that came with a $7 an hour raise. Having tenure, I was a shoe-in for the job, but literally, the white man held me back. This nigga didn't even allow me to interview for the job. Oh, fuck nah, dog. That don't sound right, man. You gotta go to human resources or something.
Yeah, he told the interviewer
that I had a bad attitude and I wasn't ready for the position. What he didn't count on was me finding out it was him that screwed me over. This was the moment where he fucked up. One thing I do not play about is my money. I've already applied for and accepted another job elsewhere. Good for you, dog. So for the last few weeks I'm at this job, they gonna realize the full scope of who they fucking with. Stay tuned for Work Beef 3, the big pay bike.
Hey,
y'all be easy, Steve. I'm looking forward to that. That's pretty good.
I'm looking forward to, you know, I'm kind of sad he got a new job because I want to hear more shit about this place.
I hear you, but I'm glad he got a new job, man.
Oh, for that's sure, yeah, for cool. Sure. Like, you know.
That's crazy, you know.
All jokes aside, like, ain't nothing worse than when you know you should be fucking, like, you know, acknowledging, promoting shit, and they fuck you over just because of their issues.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right.
Yeah. He about to go out like motherfucking Scarface. Or that motherfucking, that terrorist shun.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that next email. Titled Tank from TWS. While watching the Big Daddy Kane KRS-One versus, my wife asked, who is the rapper with the gray beard, Killer Mike? No, my fault, David Bannister. Me, no, you mean David Banner. Her, well, who is David Bannister? She Googles, oh, that's the Hulk. I knew it was one of them. Shaking my damn head. That's a pretty common mistake, man. I've made that more than a few times.
David Bannister?
I mean, look, it's a girl, so... She just added an extra syllable in. Let's see. All right. What? Next one. Next, I'm just saying they not as they don't. If you think I don't know shit about comic books, I'm sure she knows less. Next one titled "Quick Questions" from William. What's up, folks? First off, I wanted to thank y'all for continuing to plod through the work schedule changes and life schedule changes. As a fan, it's appreciated. Got a few quick comments and questions. Boss almost tricked me into watching Raising Kanan, one of the better seasons of the Power Universe. Glad I watched. He said I almost tricked him into not watching it. What the fuck I say wrong? I was giving it props. You know? I thought it made it clear that I thought it was pretty good. You know. Oh no, you know what? He talking about Raising Kanan. I said the other one with the young one was you. He launching, man. Raising Kanan was not great. You know. Anyway, we differ there, William. I'm glad you liked it though, bro. I hope it's only one season. I swear to God, I don't know where else they can go with it. They need to name that shit the Jukebox Show because Jukebox was the only interesting person on the goddamn thing. Number two, are there any shows that you gents are watching that you don't get a chance to discuss on the show? Plenty. We watch the morning show. We don't really talk about it here. Watch Ted Lasso as well. Don't really talk about it. I'm watching a joint called Why the Last Man. I think I texted you and Kenny about that. Yeah. That joint really good. What else have I been watching?
I started and stopped and I'm planning to pick back up on Foundation on Disney also.
Yeah, I started watching that too. Is Foundation on Disney or on Apple TV?
Apple, my bad, Apple.
Yeah, I think I made it through the first episode, but I need to watch it again.
And it's some joint, either on Apple or Disney. It's like in between fucking Indiana Jones and that Natty Treasure, you know? Like, they be trying to fucking decipher these motherfucking old relics and shit to open up some shit. I forgot what the name. Let me hit my stable Apple TV and hit that big ass Apple remote button. It opens shit up. The Lost Symbol. Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. It's on Peacock. That's what it's on. Yeah. A whole bunch of relics opening up dimensions and secrets and shit. Yeah. All
right.
And, I can't tell you anything, like, specifically, Young, but, HBO Max might be the GOAT, Young. Like, they have shit popping all the time.
They got a lot of shit. They got a lot of shit.
As a matter of fact, on the DC shit, Young Justice, the animated joint, I think they popped up with 2 new episodes from the new season. So that's up. I think the new season of Titans, yeah, the new season of Titans is out. I know Marvel's watched that joint. I haven't gotten into that yet. And every fucking documentary that they do, especially dealing with Killing Young, I be watching that joint like an old ass married woman on watching ID. Young, them shits be good, dog.
Okay. Hold on. The last.
And real quick, since I got my damn Apple recommendations right open, I watched one episode, but I haven't gotten back into it. You start watching American Rust on Showtime yet?
Nope, I haven't, but I will. I gotta watch that and that. I'm about to tank it, but that joint with Michael Keaton and Rosario, like Dope something.
Yeah.
I want to say Dope City so bad, but I know that joint basic as fuck, you know. That Dope City, you know. That Dope City, you know.
Shit's like a motherfucking Nintendo game, man.
I know, you know. Dope. I think it's Dope Sick. It's
Dope Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, that's the most basic title ever. All right, last one. This was a 3-part question. So we answered his question. And then the third thing he said was, there was some disrespect toward my home by the sea a few episodes ago from the Howard contingent. I'm not going to be petty and mention how Howard Howard administration has been treating the students, but I will say that I'm all for issues at HBCUs being addressed. Sad part is the issues are common amongst our schools. Donations might not be the only key to fixing it. It may take drastic changes in how these institutions are administered. Yeah, I'd say so, because Howard's problem is not money. I don't believe that. I've never believed that, you know?
Dog, my mind was blown. Well, not even blown, because nothing really, really surprised me, but I just left a big sigh when I found out that a lot of problems that the students were having within, like you know, dorm-wise and living conditions was at a fucking dome that they just fucking revitalized, young. It's at the fucking Quad.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised.
Dog, they've been working on this shit for the last year. I've literally, like, watched them from, like, step one, knocking down walls and shit, creating a new lobby and shit, to the day the fucking kids moved in and shit. Like, my man's daughter goes there. Her fucking dorm room got the same motherfucking grayscale fucking laminate tile I just put down. And this shit looked beautiful, man. A month go by, mold and all this shit. I'm like, tell me it didn't, like, insulate it. And, like, just do the basic shit you're supposed to do when you lay down new.
Didn't we just cover this? I said they probably cosmetically been doing a lot of shit, but them buildings need to be gutted, you know? The buildings need to be, like, stripped down to the fucking studs, you know.
Yep.
So they can lay all the motherfucking tile they want. They can paint them walls all they need, you know. It ain't gonna change nothing. They don't want to pay the real money that goes into renovating.
It's crazy, yeah. They had a whole fucking year to get this shit right. Well, they did gut, was a lot, I think it's Douglas. Yeah, they gutted Douglas. So if they have problems in there, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Like, maybe they need to hire some new people, young. But, yeah, dog, I was jogging past the whole Monday, and I didn't hit y'all, but it was like a fucking group of Hispanic workers getting ready to go in there and start cleaning, This girl walked out. She looked at them, rolled her eyes, and looked at her friend and said, "It's about time they're doing something." I said, "Oh, God, man.
It's a mess, man."
First thing Monday morning, young. Yeah, but what's the opposite of a shout out, young? No shouts out to Black Lives Matter and the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party that tried to hijack them kids protesting sitting, young. Grandstanding, yeah. No shouts out for y'all. Now, I'll leave it at that.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. I ain't got nothing else.
All right. So let's get some shouts out and get out of here. Oh, yeah, by the way, happy homecoming, y'all. Because despite all that, niggas will be partying this weekend with our full homecoming, I guess, when the numbers were still really high. The administration decided not to have an official homecoming. I think the game is only for, like, you know, ticket buyers and students and shit, but none of the other on-campus events are going to take place this year. But yeah, anybody in the area, you just check your fucking email inbox. You know, there's parties everywhere, dog. Like, these motherfucking club owners going to get their coin, you know. So be safe out there this weekend, y'all. All right, your shouts out, Sam.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Be safe. Catch y'all next week. And thanks to everybody who's donated on Patreon. We appreciate it. Yeah. Another week, man. It's always fun doing this show, man. So thank y'all for listening. Y'all make it worth it. I appreciate the emails for sure.
Yep. Absolutely.
We all do. Yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah, you're going to get one more show next week, and then we're going to go back to this modified schedule. So please work with us, y'all. We're going to try to get that groove back, but they might be a little bit shorter for the foreseeable future. I'm trying to get my fucking alternate work schedule and my fucking telework up to 2 days. I got 1 day. I'm being greedy now, so, you know. I'm going to give this a month or two, but I'm going to try to push the other day so I can have Wednesdays a bit more open, knowing I don't have to go in early on Thursdays. But, you know, that's another discussion for another time. Just put it in your ear. But until then, we'll have you guys next week. This is FS Podcast, and we out.